It's Team Awesome Morning Party, starring the splendiferously sensational Steve-O, the magnificently marvelous Mateo.
Is that girl a boy too?
And Mitch.
Let's get the show going, audience!
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Very happy to be here today.
Yeah.
Very happy that we didn't stumble upon any crazy wild animals this
morning. Oh, yeah. No animals today.
If you missed it on Friday, we walked into work, got to the area here's at Calvary.
Yep.
And stumbled upon a black bear.
We did.
It was pretty crazy. Reliving it this morning, like walking down the stairs, realizing how close we were to that thing.
It was
scary.
Was
a little freaky.
It was. It was like, whoa, we were close to that because we were like, wait, this is the step we were on when we saw that bear. Oh.
Yeah.
The bear was close.
We weren't that far away.
Because I took a picture of the bear and it made it seem so far away.
Yeah.
In the picture.
That makes me crazy. Yeah. When you're like, dude, I got to get this shot. Like at football games or wherever. And then you look at your phone and you're like, why does it look like I'm a million miles away?
Yep.
That's not what my eyes are seeing.
My eyes are seeing differently.
Yeah. Yeah. So glad to be here this morning.
Random phone call?
Static.
Good morning, guys. It's Joelle the Nanny.
Hey, Joelle the Nanny.
So I wanted to request a song, and I also wanted to request for you guys to pray for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My car got broken into while I was gone for the weekend.
Oh,
so,
man.
Yeah, they took my radio and all my CDs. I'm pretty bummed, but the main thing is, like, my sense of security is gone.
Right, right.
So I'm, like, paranoid about everything. And,
yep.
Yeah.
We'll say a prayer for you.
Yeah.
Also, you should listen to Car Radio by...
Yeah, that was the song I was going to request.
Yeah, there you go.
We'll play it for you.
We'll absolutely play that.
Somebody stole my car radio, and now I just sit in silence.
Sit in silence.
It could be way worse.
It could.
Yes.
It could be way, way worse. A good friend of ours lost his sense of security this last week as well, except he was home, and they were trying to break into his house.
Yeah.
And he had to physically fight off an intruder. So.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Glad you are safe. Glad it happened while you were gone.
So you went out of town for the weekend.
Yeah, I went on a retreat with my youth group. I was a chaperone.
Oh, see, that's what you get for going. I'm just kidding.
Now you're having that whole why do bad things happen to good people debate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that.
Maybe somebody will hear you on the radio and be like, I want to buy her a new radio.
Hey, who knows?
You never know.
Or maybe you just need to download the Static app because, you know, who needs
I do
radio?
Have the Static app.
There you go. Who needs a radio?
You can just listen
exactly.
to
Exactly.
All day.
Yep.
Yeah.
There you go. So you had a CD player?
Yes.
Oh, man. What's that like? I have a tape deck in my car.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yep.
Pretty fantastic, actually.
There you go.
Was it like a six-disc changer?
No, it wasn't that nice. But
well, that's good.
Oh, man.
Sorry your radio got broken.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm sorry, dude.
Is the car okay? Did they, like, break glass and all that stuff?
They broke the passenger window, but that's it.
Okay. Yeah.
Insurance?
I think we're going to talk to insurance, but it was also parked at my church, like, in a locked area.
Oh.
So I think they're going to reimburse us for it.
Well, that's
okay.
Nice.
Which will be nice.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just glad because I took pretty much everything out of it. Like, my longboard was in there, but I took it out.
See?
So that could have gotten stolen.
Right.
Yes.
See, that's what you just have to think on the positives.
You
all the goods.
Yes.
Think.
And God is still God.
Yes, He is. He's still pretty amazing.
Always
All right, Joelle, we will definitely play 21 Pilots for you.
Yes, we
will. All right, thanks, guys.
All right, have a great day.
All right, you too.
Bye.
Everybody pray for Joelle the Nanny. That sucks. Anytime you like a car gets broken into or somebody takes something of yours that sense of, as she was saying, that sense of security goes and you're
just
like,
just gone.
Oh, it's frustrating.
Yep.
So
that
at
is
church, no less.
Yeah, and you know what? I think break-ins been happening at this church too.
As well, yeah. I've been having to take everything out of my car for that very reason.
Do you
it's
think?
Like, well, no.
Do you think the guys call themselves the Holy Bandits?
Okay.
I just gave you guys a name, and now it's going to be easier to track you down.
The Holy Bandits.
It's churches. It's happening at churches. It makes sense.
Yeah, more like churches, chickens, because they're ripping off
chickens.
Nannies in church parking lots.
Yeah.
Better not run into you.
Why are you going to do that to a nanny?
Churches, chickens.
Mm-mm.
I like churches, chickens better.
Do you like church's chicken? Do you like that stuff?
I like okra. I think that's one of the only places that has okra.
Church's okras.
No, but they're chickens because they're not standing.
Cowards.
In. Yeah, there you go.
We should call them cowards. It's more offensive. Cowards. Okay. We faced a bear last week. What did you do? Break into a car?
Of a nanny?
Jerk.
What's wrong with you?
Coward.
Gosh. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So it's Monday. We've got a Mad Lib today.
Woo.
It's a good week. Although it's a short week for you.
Yeah.
Leaving.
I feel like you're going to get a good break from me. You'll be excited.
Ah.
It'll be a breather.
Bah. Going to be going away for a couple weeks.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Gotta play two shows.
That's
with
right.
Five Iron. One in Akron, Ohio, and one in Nashville.
Okay.
Going to stay in Nashville a couple days. Me and Dawn are probably going to go see Hunger Games at some point. And then we're going to go to Florida and possibly Mississippi for Thanksgiving. And then we're going to move here.
Yeah, you are.
Yes.
If I give you like $10, will you buy the black version of this when you go to H&M?
Yes. Also, I'm going to be in a U-Haul truck.
Yeah, you will.
I'm excited
about it. Oh, you're bringing everything here.
Yep. Including Chrissy's worst enemy.
Yeah, Panda.
Panda the cat.
The cat. So pray for Joelle the nanny. Pray for my wife who hates cats.
And pray for Panda.
Panda's going to be just fine. Panda's not going to even know any
better. Because she's walking into this situation and people already hate her and she doesn't know.
Of course she knows. She's a cat. She knows half of the world hates her.
She's above it.
Yeah.
She's above
it. She tries. You just got to live outside
of that. And that's why the world hates her.
Yeah.
Because cats are above it. They just don't care. They found this way to not care.
About anything.
I think it's because they're an animal.
Including the humans that love them.
Yeah. She cares when she wants to get petted. What a selfish cat.
I know! It's called a cat!
I love her.
They're all like that.
Was Shakes like that?
Yes. Well, no, Sammy Davis Jr. was more like Panda.
Yeah.
Shakes was more like Taro, where it just wanted to be by you all the time and love you.
Wait, how many cats did you have?
I had a pair of cats.
You had a pair of cats?
I had a pair of cats.
You miss them?
I may have had three cats at one point.
Three cats? Yeah. You were a cat lady.
That's when I lived at home with my mom.
Yeah.
Although when I moved out, it was like, I got
to
take
my cat. So what was the
cat.
Third cat's name?
Okay, are you ready for
this?
This was how clever my mom was, because we had at different stages of our lives, I was a cat person growing up. So like Garfield was my orange cat, mm-hmm. All right? And then I had Shakespeare and Sammy Davis Jr. And my mom had a couple cats. One was gray, like a Siamese looking cat.
Yeah.
That she named Gray Giddy. And then we had another one that was all black. Guess what that cat's name was?
Black Kitty.
Black Kitty! That's true! Those are the cat's names.
Your mom does not.
I am just so stoked that I somehow had
Gray Kitty
some
and black
form of
kitty.
Creativity in
Gray
my life.
Gray Kitty and Black Kitty. So pretty much at one point, you had five cats.
No, that was through the course
you
of
had
my life.
Three, and
that was
she
the course
had
of my
two,
life.
And you all lived together.
Not at the same time.
In a dander-filled world.
Yeah.
Man.
Man, we learned how scary and dangerous dander is yesterday, though.
Yep.
We were talking to a friend who works with doctors, and one doctor who like straight up was like, yeah, I have a policy on cats.
If they had two or more, right?
Yeah, or more, yeah.
Two or more cats.
That amount of dander would cause your wounds not to heal.
Yeah, your wounds won't heal properly.
Isn't that crazy?
So if you got a lot of cats.
Get rid of them.
And you have to go to the hospital, you need to let somebody keep them for a few weeks.
Yeah.
For a few weeks.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, cats help with loneliness.
But you're not lonely.
Because
there's like nine of us in our house.
People have, well, I'm not the one with the cat.
Oh, that's true.
Because people have to, we're always trying to please somebody.
Right.
And so when you have something there that can never be pleased, you're always busy.
That sounds like you're always disappointed.
No.
Oh,
you're
man.
You're just busy. Because at the end of the day, if you get mad at that thing, you can just put it in a room by itself and say, ha! And then it'll start going, meow. And then you just, your heart breaks because you're like, I'm sorry, I was mean to you, God's animal.
Until you open the door and they peed on your comforter.
I'm thankful that Panda is not a, she's not a pisser cat. She doesn't just run around peeing on everything. I'm thankful about that.
Oh, it's going to be fun.
Oh, man.
It's going to be fun.
Have I ever told you about Maggie the cat?
No.
Maggie was our cat growing up. Okay. We had a cat. We had dogs when I was a kid. But the dogs kept getting run over.
Oh.
And my mom was finally like, if we're going to have a pet, it's going to stay in the house.
Yeah.
And we can't have a dog in the house because it'll just go nuts.
Right.
And we didn't get like little yippy dogs. We got like,
dogs.
You know, we had a, I think we had, what was that? Big, we had like this big black dog at one point. And then we had
was
this
his
dog.
Name Black Dog?
No. I can't remember his name. Or it was brown. It might have been a chocolate lab. It was like we had a big dog.
Okay.
And then we had Cotton. Some kind of mutt dog, and my sister named it Cotton, even though it was mostly black. It had like two white spots on it, and she was like, let's call it Cotton. Nobody understood. So finally, and then we had like a couple of outside cats that just kind of hung around, and they both got killed. And all of our animals kept getting killed, like run over.
It's the South or what?
Yeah, one of them got shot by a BB gun. And I was so sad, I cried and cried.
Wait, it got killed by a BB gun?
Yeah, somebody shot it.
How powerful was that BB gun?
I don't know.
I used to shoot my brother with BB guns.
It was
guns.
A cat, not a dog.
Oh, the cat.
This was a cat. It was okay. One of our outside cats
like
that got shot.
Like a pellet gun?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, probably a pellet gun. And so we got an inside cat, and her name was Maggie, and my mom hated her. Hated her. Hated that cat. And then somehow my mom just loved that cat. It just switched. Like my mom would come in and say, hey, Maggie, and Maggie would jump from the floor to her shoulder. She'd go, whoop.
Ugh.
And then my mom would just hold her. And then Maggie, she was so sweet, and I used to make like little stop-motion movies with action figures, and I made one called Maggie Kong one time, and she came in there, and she ate everything. And it was so much fun. And then Maggie grew up and got old, and by the time I was in college, she was senile, like a senile. So you'd be sitting there holding her, and she'd be purring, and then she would look up at you and just go, start hissing and then biting you, and you're like, what did I do? And you'd throw her down, and then I'll never forget one time Coon and Dave came over, and we were just hanging out at the house, and Maggie was in the kitchen, and Coon went in there to get some water. And so he walks in there, and Maggie's just standing, like The Shining, on the other side of the kitchen by the door, just looking at him. And Coon walked in and was like, hey, hey, Maggie, and starts going to get something to drink. And then Maggie went, and I'm not making this up. This happened. And so then he looks at her, and he's like, what? And then she starts going, and rears up, and starts like walking sideways towards him, just going, and he was like, whoa, Matt. And then I was like, what? And he said, your cat's going crazy. And Maggie chased Coon out of the kitchen.
Amazing.
She chased him out. He couldn't even get his water. And I was like, fine, I'll get it for you. So then I went in there, and she was just like loving on me. And I was like fixing the water, looking at him, and I was like, that's right. She loves
crazy.
Me. Yep.
Cats. Static.
Love you.
Love you, Wooly.
Love you.
Amazing. That's it.
People call us and tell us they love us.
I know.
Love you.
Hey, if you missed it, pray for Joelle the nanny. Her car was broken into. They stole her car radio and her sense of security. Lame. So pray for her. This song is going out to her.
Yes, it is.
Some 21 Pilots songs called Car Radio. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static.
Turn on the news.
I have a little news flash.
We interrupt for this breaking news.
Breaking news on a Monday just for you. Gwyneth Paltrow is accused of being out of touch with the average person after she published her suggested list of Christmas gifts.
Oh, man.
Nobody considered the fact that she's a movie star, is married to the singer of Coldplay, and is kind of also a model. Why would anybody just now figure out she's out of touch with regular society?
I'm more upset that I didn't have Out of Touch ready to play.
I'm sorry.
I'm out of touch. She's out of touch. Mama,
son.
I don't know the words.
Well, A Detroit strip club owner bought the house next to his ex-wife, then on his porch, installed a sculpture of a giant middle finger.
Wow.
This is what goes on in Detroit, Bill Peterson.
Speaking of out of touch, come on.
Oh. Sounds like somebody's out of touch.
Yeah. Wow. That's in Detroit?
Yeah.
Sounds about right.
That guy's in touch with his revenge side.
Oh, any more out of touch stories so I can keep this going for as long as possible?
Here's one that's... I don't know. MSNBC has suspended Alec Baldwin's late night talk show after he was heard on the street yelling a gay slur.
Ugh.
Yeah, and I guess Sylvester Stallone is in trouble too for using some other kind of slur. I don't know what's going on. Everybody's just slurring their words. Maybe they're all just, they had too much to drink.
Sounds like they're out of touch.
Maybe.
All right, I'll stop.
You're welcome. Actually, wait, I lost it. Oh, according to a new study, fast food actually contains even more calories than we thought originally.
Of course.
There are more. You are not getting more for your money unless what you want is to be fatter and closer to death. In which case, you are getting a lot more for your money. Have you heard about this new game, Knockout, where people come up to you on the street and try to render you unconscious with one punch? This is a game? We're just fighting each other now?
Oh, man.
The FDA wants to ban trans fats.
Okay.
I thought that was already happening like 6 years ago. The U.S. government just crushed 6 tons of ivory. As it was, did you hear about that?
No.
So they got all of this illegal ivory because ivory, you know, poachers get it, and
right.
It's super illegal because they're killing elephants and all kind of stuff. Everybody loves elephants. If you haven't watched Dumbo, you're not American.
Right.
Anyway, they got all of this ivory that had been, like, you know, poached and illegally traded and all this stuff, and they just crushed it.
Wow.
They just crushed it to bits because they were like, this is what's going to happen with all of your precious ivory. We're just going to crush it, and it's not going to be worth anything. So straight up, they crushed it. 6 tons of it.
6 tons of ivory.
Yep.
Gosh.
That's a whole lot of ivory.
Which
uh-oh.
Is what?
Thanksgiving's coming up, and you know what?
What?
There could be a turkey shortage.
Oh, that's okay.
The time for Americans to clean out some fridge space before Thanksgiving may have come a little early this year. Mm. Butterball, the U.S.'s top maker of Thanksgiving turkeys, is having some problems delivering the bigger birds to stores around the country. The company told retailers that their orders for fresh turkeys 16 pounds and bigger has been cut by 50%.
Wow.
Butterball, which produces around 20% of the country's turkeys and 1.3 billion pounds of turkey meat each year, has confirmed in an emailed statement that there may be limited availability on some larger sizes of fresh turkeys and that the shortage is a nationwide shortage.
We don't eat turkey on Thanksgiving.
Come on, Butterball.
Sorry.
I like turkey on Thanksgiving.
Really?
Yep.
I don't know. I think the only thing I miss is the dressing. I like dressing.
Yeah.
So I don't get that
and
on
stuffing?
Thanksgiving. Stuffing? Or the stuffing. Yeah, that's it. That's what isn't it called dress or stuffing?
I think you can call them both things.
Whatever. Stuffing.
Dressing and stuffing. Turkey is good.
Yeah.
You know
I don't
what that
get
was?
Any of that.
That was Butterball's new jingle. I just gave them that. All right, check this out.
Man.
The automaker Renault, which is not a super huge car in America, but I think overseas in Europe it's a big deal.
Yeah.
They're introducing an electric concept that's sure to put an end to late car payments. The French car manufacturer is using a special battery which can be remotely shut down in the event that your car payment is past due. The model car called the Zoe, or is it Zoe, or is it Zoa?
It's their project.
Is sold without the battery, which is then rented out to Renault car owners in an effort to reduce the price of the car. This Zoe model is an electric car which doesn't run on gasoline. Instead, you plug it into a designated station, at which point the battery could be switched off by remote and unable to charge.
Nope.
Wow.
Nope.
They're like, you're not paying your car payment? That's fine. Boop.
Government doesn't like something you do? That's fine.
Boop.
Yeah, nope.
They do that to us anyway.
Yeah.
Our government does. They just do it in a more sneaky way. Speaking of
it's called Obamacare.
Speaking of electronic things, thieves take note. Your days of stealing baby Jesus from your town's nativity scene are coming to an end.
Uh-oh.
Makers of nativity scene characters say they're getting more requests each year for GPS-equipped baby Jesuses.
No
way! Mary's,
Joseph,
three wise men, and nativity animals. So, the jig is up, nativity thieves.
There you go. We got some Jesus PS.
You might be able to steal a car radio from the nanny Joel, but you will never be able to steal that baby Jesus from the church ever again.
That's awesome.
Because the church is going to send the church police out, the secret ninja force that lives under the church and trains.
Mm-hmm.
They train 24/7.
That's right.
For 16 years of their life. And then they go to China and they train more. And then they come back here and they're members of the League of Angels.
Yeah.
Not shadows.
Right. Angels.
They're the night angels. And you'll never see them coming. And so then if you steal the baby Jesus, then there's a secret compartment under the skate park that opens up,
because
every church has a skate park. And then they climb out of there at night. While you just stole the baby Jesus, maybe some car radios from Nanny Joel, and you're sitting around and you're having pizza, and you went to the ATM because you had somebody's credit card and you got all this money out, and you're just sitting there and you're eating and having and drinking and having a good old time with your boys, and then all of a sudden you hear something outside and you're like, what is that? What was that? Did you hear that? I didn't hear anything. It sounded like somebody was singing.
That's weird.
What were they singing? It sounded like an old hymn. What hymn was it? It sounded like it was, "It Is Well With My Soul." Have you ever heard that? I've never heard that hymn. What's that about? Some old hymn I heard in church. Boom! Next thing you know, the League of Angels has burst into your little thievery compound.
That happens.
And they are here, and they're like, "Hey, we've come for the baby Jesus that you stole." And then you're like, "How did you know that I stole this?" "That baby Jesus is equipped with a GPS, a Jesus PS, if you will. And we're the League of Angels, church ninjas, Christian ninjas. So we're going to beat you up, and then right before you die, we're going to witness to you. We're going to beat you within an inch of your life. And then to make things worse, we're going to pull out a gospel track and just read it to you. And that'll teach you.
Don't steal the baby Jesus
don't
from
do
nativities.
That's the League of Angels.
That's
is,
the moral of that story.
They're mean.
Yeah, they're pretty mean.
But they're mean in a kind way. In a Christian loving way. So, think about that. Hey, studies are showing. New research from the University of Michigan, who can trust it, suggests that the U.S. has reached the era of peak cars. What? Vehicle registrations are down per capita in the U.S. and have been for some time. Americans are also driving fewer miles. And because of those two statistics, sales of gasoline and diesel are down. Another sign we may be losing interest, at least a little, in automobiles. Fewer young people are getting driver's licenses.
Yeah, it's weird.
Did the recent recession and the ongoing slow recovery have anything to do with it? Apparently not. Researchers say the downward spiral was already in play before the recession hit. Yep. Sony sold 1 million PlayStation 4 consoles in the first day.
Yeah.
By comparison, the PS3 sold a little more than 81,000 units.
Wow.
Within its first 24 hours of availability in Japan in 2006.
That's ridiculous.
We're not buying cars, we're buying video games.
Yep.
People are like, why do I need a car when I can play this video game of me driving a car? And then, now, since it's all hooked up to the internet, they can virtually drive to Walmart, get their groceries, but then all of a sudden, there they are, getting delivered to the door.
Yep.
Wait, what was that idea I just had that's genius? That's my idea. That's my idea.
Oh, it's
terrible. We need to invent a video game.
We're slowly but surely becoming Wall-E.
This is perfect. We invent a video game that you control an avatar of yourself. Maybe the avatar can fly. Maybe he dresses up like Spider-Man.
All right.
He looks like a hero.
Okay.
He walks around with a guitar slung around at all times.
So he's the Crow.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Maybe he's Jim Halpert's avatar from Second Life on that one episode of The Office. Stever knows what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Anyway, you walk around. You can go to the grocery store. You can put in orders for food with your avatar and your actual credit card information or cash, Dave Ramsey. And then, like, we find a new way to do internet cash. Okay?
What?
And then it's a debit card.
Right.
And then You can order this stuff through your avatar on the video game and then continue with your adventure, but then within an hour, the doorbell rings and all the stuff that you ordered is delivered to you. It'll create jobs. They need delivery people. They need people at the place that can say, hey, we just got this order. Let's send it out. And then there's this giant market called Walmart. And then they're the ones, it's like virtual Walmart. Gosh. It's awesome.
We are creating a generation of pasty people.
And then you can virtually exercise and you never have to get out on the couch. That's what you think. But then the doorbell rings and a trainer walks in. He's like, you ordered this. You brought this on yourself. And then before you know it, that trainer is not the trainer. He's in the League of Angels because you stole the baby Jesus, Steve-O, you did. And then he is beating the snot out of you. Boom. You ordered this. You brought it on yourself. Happy Monday! Boom! And then he witnesses to you with a gospel tract. That's your breaking news.
Oh, man. Oh, unbelievable. 2.5 minutes away from birthdays. Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now,
static! Good morning.
Morning, everyone.
It is Team Awesome Morning Party. Happy Monday!
Yep.
It is just before 7. We do this every single weekday.
Yes, we do.
Around this time. Time for birthdays.
Time is time.
Morning.
Good morning, Steve.
Happy Buccaneers Day after.
Yeah! Two in a row.
Yeah.
I keep doing everything I can to jinx us so that we'll lose. I called all my friends and said, we're going to win!
He did.
Did everything I could.
And
we
then
still
they won.
Nice.
I unjinxed myself.
Lobo scored 109 points yesterday.
Yeah, whoa. That was crazy.
Is that NBA? What was that?
I know, right?
I was having fun, actually, when Charleston Southern started hitting all these three-pointers. Lobo said, we could do that.
Yeah.
Fun to watch. A lot of fast transition.
Lobo basketball.
Lobo basketball is going to be great this year.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Here comes Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Whew. Coming up.
Yeah, we got some tough games.
So today is the 322nd day of 2013.
Wow.
43 days remaining.
Crazy. Wow.
We're headed right into birthdays. Ready?
Yep.
Yes.
From Must Love Dogs, Big and Weeds.
That lady.
Yep.
Mary Louise.
Elizabeth Perkins.
Oh, Elizabeth Perkins, right. Whatever.
I got it.
Whatever.
She played the lady in Big that dates 12-year-olds.
Oh, man. What a creepy lady.
But he was in a full-grown man body. She didn't know.
She knew.
It's not her fault.
She knew.
It's not your fault, Elizabeth Perkins.
All right.
56.
Hmm. Yeah. 52.
53.
Ah!
All right. I don't know if you'll know who this is. You probably will, Steve-O. From The Heist, The Core, Cider House Rules, Ransom, and Gone in 60 Seconds.
Mm.
He's bald.
Nicolas Cage!
He's black.
Oh. Not Nicolas Cage.
He's, I don't know.
Delroy Lindo.
Oh, Delroy Lindo. He was in Get Shorty.
Yeah.
He was in, yes. What was that TV show that he was just in that they canceled after like 6 episodes? But I was like, that looks good. Oh, they canceled it.
How old is he?
Delroy Lindo is 54.
56.
61.
Wow.
All right, so from Resident Evil, Apocalypse, and Revelation, and Hangover 1 and 2.
Huh. Who was in Resident Evil and...
Comedian, actor.
Kim...
Not Omar.
No.
But Mike Epps.
Mike Epps.
Which one was he?
Was he the one that said, why do they call him roofies?
I've never seen any of these movies, so I don't know.
They should call him Flores.
I was busy watching The Christmas Candle over the weekend.
Christmas Candle?
Max Lucado.
What's that about? Is it a Christmas candle?
Yes.
Got it.
No clue, so I'm just going to say 37.
41.
43.
Ah!
All right, so this actress was in Capricorn 1, the movie about the fake landing on the moon, Midnight Cowboy, and a couple of appearances on Any Excuse to Play This.
The Love Boat?
Oh, yeah.
Steve, you don't need an excuse to play this.
Love. Exciting and new.
Come on aboard.
Come aboard. Let's see.
Come on aboard.
I don't know.
I don't
know. No idea. Who's the person?
Love Boat. So, 67?
We don't even know who the person is yet, do we?
I don't know.
Brenda Vaccaro.
Brenda Vaccaro.
67. Let it
flow. 64.
74.
Okay. It
floats. And older. Back to, you know, kind of the same era. Not the guy that was in Jericho and other things, but the guy who played his brother on Simon and Simon.
Okay.
Jameson Parker played AJ on Simon and Simon.
Wait, I thought their names were Simon.
Well, AJ Simon.
Oh, their last name's Simon.
Yeah, they're brothers.
Oh, I thought they were brothers.
They're a detective agency called Simon and Simon.
Samson and Simon.
No, just Simon and Simon.
59.
63.
66.
Oh, man.
All right. Probably never watched a full episode of this in my life.
Saved by the Bell.
Yep.
Saved by the Bell. I knew it instantly.
Mark Paul Gosselaar.
No.
Tiffany Amber Thiessen.
No, it's the guy who played Mr. Belden.
Oh, Dennis Haskins.
That's right. Dennis Haskins.
Wait, you guys don't know that? You guys don't know that?
No. He jumped right on that, man.
This is my favorite show.
I can name just about everybody but Mr. Belding.
No. No.
Yeah, Dennis Haskins celebrating a birthday. How old is he?
That was awesome. He is 59. No. He's older.
67. No. Yes.
What'd you say, Steve-O?
59.
63.
Oh,
man. Oh, man. All right. So let's see. From Cars,
Ooh.
Midnight in Paris, and Meet the Parents. Also in
Owen.
Zoolander.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson.
Wilson. Also went to NIMI in Roswell, New Mexico. Same school I went to.
Nice.
And he was in
The Royal Tenenbaums.
Midnight in Paris.
That's what he said.
Yeah, Wedding
Crashers.
I
didn't hear you say that.
I did see that Midnight in Paris.
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
He was in, man, he's been in so much.
He's in the, did you say the internship that
he
just
was
came
in
out?
Shanghai Nights?
Do not fling gasoline at your friends.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not water, models.
Freak gasoline
it's
fight.
It's not
accident.
A water fight. My favorite, I love that part in the movie where he's like, I need a haircut. I need a trim. And so they start trimming his bangs and he goes, ow, ow, like it's hurting him.
Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson is 42.
So funny. 44.
45.
Ah! So close.
Yeah. Okay, so from the Big Valley, which I should have got the music to the Big Valley because the Big Valley music's epic.
No clue.
Also,
Christmas.
Dallas. Is this Dallas?
No.
Dynasty.
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 Whatever. They both start with D.
There was a Chinese restaurant
Get
in the
this.
Town where I went to college, and it was called Dynasty, and we called it Dynasty because
yeah.
It was bad after you ate there.
Our show prep thing said she was on Dynasty, but not true.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Show prep?
Yeah.
So who is it?
Linda Evans.
Linda Evans.
What else was
Wait,
she in?
She was in the Big Valley and Dynasty. That was the two main. Probably had. She actually, I'm sure I could confidently say at one time or another, she was
on the Love Boat.
On the Love Boat.
Gosh, yeah. What? Two Love Boat references in one show. Let me ask you this. Is the Big Valley the same thing as the Great Valley, which is what the dinosaurs?
No, the Big Valley was the show that Lee Majors was on. It was a Western.
Yes.
The Hidden
They
Valley.
Lived on a ranch.
Yeah.
Oh. The dinosaurs?
It was the Barclays.
The Hidden Valley.
The Barclay Ranch.
The Hidden Valley Ranch.
Man, when, oh gosh.
69.
It was the Great Valley, right?
Land before.
Okay. That movie was so sad.
Oh, gosh.
67.
71.
I think I've said 67 like 8 times. Yeah. I'm going to keep saying it.
You should.
Somebody's got
eventually,
to be 67.
Someone's going to be 67. All right, so from TV's La Femme Nikita, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, and...
Shane West.
Wait a second.
Is it Shane West?
Superman.
No.
This isn't Superman?
Oh, yeah, yes. This is definitely Superman. La Femme Nikita, what else? Oh, gosh.
The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
I'm flying, Stever.
Okay, who is in The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Peter Wilson.
Peter Wilson!
Who? Who's Peter Wilson?
The lady that was in TV's La Femme Nikita.
Was she in the new Superman or the old one?
Superman Returns.
Oh, nobody remembers that movie.
Oh, man, you threw me off.
What did she play in Superman Returns?
I don't know.
Can you give me the character's name?
She played the actress unfortunate enough to be in that film.
Poor girl.
I know.
Brandon Ralph, you're not a bad actor. You just got a bad go at it.
Let's see if I can find it for you. Tell you what she played.
36.
In Superman Returns. Okay.
She played Bobby Faye.
Bobby Faye.
Nope.
No idea who Bobby Faye was.
Still going with 36.
38.
43.
Oh, okay. Who was Bobby Faye in Superman Returns?
No clue.
Yeah.
Bobby Faye.
You lose.
Bobby Faye.
I don't know. It was easy to forget, right?
67.
Okay. 43.
It's Saturday Night Live.
Last week I was trying to rack my brain to get his name, Steve-O.
Kevin Nealon.
Kevin Nealon, former Weekend Update
nice
anchor.
Kevin Nealon.
He's
Kevin
so
Nealon.
Funny.
Oh, man.
Funny. He's old.
He seems like the kind of guy, like, in the funny movies always plays the neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. Kevin Nealon. He is...
61.
What? No!
He's older, though.
Oh, he can't be that much older. He's like...
He's older than Will Ferrell,
he's
right?
Old, but he's not old. He's like...
Was he 53. On there before? Was he on there before Will Ferrell?
Oh, yeah. But he's like Mike Myers' 61. Age. I say 53.
In 365 days, he'll be 61.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
You were right.
Okay.
Dang, dude. Wait.
Another
what?
One?
What?
Yep.
If this show didn't have so many cast members, we wouldn't hear them all the time.
This year's cast is not doing a terrible job.
No, they're pretty
good. They're pretty funny, man.
You won't get it. Nassim Pedrad.
Oh, yes!
Which one is he?
She is...
She?
She's still on. Trying to think of a recent character she's done. She's always that little... No. Not that... I'm going to throw you off by saying that.
Is she one of the bubbles?
She always plays the girl at the parties who'd rather hang out with her mom because her mom's cool.
Oh, I don't know.
She's
I don't know
her. Okay. I'm trying to think of like characters that are.
She did a voice in The Lorax.
Did she?
Lorax.
Yeah.
She's pretty great.
And she was on an episode of It's Always Sunny.
Oh.
She looks like Adri.
She was on an episode of Gilmore Girls.
Everybody like
I think
seriously
I know who you're talking
people
about.
Go. She looks like Adri.
I think I know who you're talking about. All right, let's continue. 27.
33. 32.
Ah!
She's hilarious.
Nice try. All right, no more SNL people. Sorry.
Okay.
I have no more
not
for you.
AT&T guy?
Nope.
AT&T guy.
He's pretty funny.
Nope. Don't have
yes,
it.
Yes, he is
okay.
Funny. Office. Is it Jenna Fisher?
No.
Is it John Krasinski?
No.
Is it Oscar?
It's Oscar Nunez.
Yeah!
Nunez's birthday.
Oscar Nunez.
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 Nuni.
Nuni.
Nuni. Nuni.
It's Oscar's. How old's Oscar?
43.
Ooh, that's a good guess. 45.
55.
Whoa!
Wow.
Yeah.
It's his skin.
His skin is so nice.
Throws you off.
He's got wonderful skin. Yep. He must moisturize.
Thank you. Thank you.
What is this glorious song?
Oh, it's only the same artist that did this.
Glory. What you're hearing is a glimpse of heaven. Brought to you by John Parr.
John Parr's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Are those Simmons drums?
You don't see the writing on the wall. I don't know, but I have a live version of this, and right there it goes.
John Parr celebrating a birthday today.
John Parr is my
hero.
John Parr!
Oh, man, I'm going to have
this
song
ready?
Stuck in my head all day.
Oh, they got to do another verse. How old do you think John Parr is?
Only you can do what must be done. 61.
Oh, man. I love you, John Parr. 68.
59.
Oh,
59!
We got to hear this chorus.
Here you go,
do
ready.
Not change it.
All right. Lame movie. I didn't even make it through St. Elmo's Fire.
If you are not pumped up for your day right now.
Yeah, the music was better than the movie. Okay. We are two dates.
Oh, yes.
I'm so pumped up right now.
Yep.
I have more energy than the sun.
On this date in what year, Barry Bonds was named the National League's most valuable player for a record sixth time.
Bonds knows baseball. I remember.
2000.
2003. Ah! Does he get to keep all those?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay. Didn't they take stuff away from other people?
Yep.
Kind of thought they did.
Yep.
On this date.
Oh, yeah.
In what year?
It was 1977. You're talking about when my mom and my dad met, right?
Oh! Look out!
The first phone with push buttons went into service in Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania?
Oh, yeah, with push buttons. I'm going to just say 1977. It was a very good year.
Push button phone, 1958.
1963. Oh! I got to tell you, I remember we moved to Anchorage in 75. We still had a dial, so we were behind the times.
I still have a phone in our house that you have to crank the side and you lift the receiver off. Hello. Yeah. Hello. Yep.
Okay, now look, I'm not going to go into some big theological discussion on this, okay?
Okay.
All righty?
Okay.
Just for those, you know. But some people say, on this date, in what year, Noah left the ark on this date.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, that movie looks freaking awesome.
On this day? Like today?
That's what they say.
The love boat.
What year are they saying that that was, that Noah left the ark?
You know, like what?
Seven. I'm just kidding.
Year?
Seven. Oh, it was BC.
Niner? So,
that would be the original love boat, right?
Oh, well, it depends on the restraints on the animals. Right? Am I right?
Probably right.
Could they breed?
Probably.
I've seen the Discovery Channel. I know what you're talking about.
There is no unregulated breeding. In Jurassic Ark. You're welcome. Oh. You're welcome. You're welcome. I think he says unauthorized, not unregulated. I'm sorry. I apologize.
On this day.
I'm not. Yeah.
Wait, no, I got this. I got this.
All right, what year are they saying it was?
Nope.
7300 BC.
Oh. No, dude.
I'm just kidding.
I'm having so many jokes in my head.
That's just what they say.
3,000 BC.
2347 BC.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Dude, don't you know the Earth is like six months old?
We had three opportunities to play the love boat this morning. I'm thinking it's going to be a real good day.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay, so on this date in what year, Steamboat Willie, the first Mickey Mouse cartoon. Premiered at the Colony Theater in New York.
1916.
I would like to remind everyone that I will be at Disney World. What is today? What is today? I will be at Disney World T-minus 1 month from yesterday. Booyah!
Well, wait. No. I said 1916. It was hold on.
Matthew?
Yes, sir.
Tell Mr. Lincoln I said hello.
I will. I think it was 1918.
You go to the Hall of Presidents, mister.
I go there to take a nap.
All right.
I tell you what I don't go to is the Carousel of Progress. That is the lamest ride ever.
What year was Steamboat Willie? Come on.
1918.
1916. 1928.
Oh, I was 10 years off.
Way off. Way.
I thought 1923 was Snow White, and that was the first motion picture.
No, I'm thinking you're wrong.
I'm checking.
All right, so today...
I wish you would end with St. Elmo's Fire!
...is Married to a Scorpio Support Day.
Oh,
what?
Poor people.
I guess if you're married to a Scorpio, you need support.
What's a Scorpio?
It's a scorpion person.
It's someone born a certain time of year, I guess.
It's somebody born in a scorpion's
Today is
nest.
Push-button phone day.
Nice.
It's also National Apple Cider Day.
Ooh! Maybe we should see if they have some like caramel apple cider stuff.
They have
at
some
Sopo.
Kind of apple cider.
By the way, at Sopo's, they're doing deep cleaning today, so their regular services will not be available. But while supplies last, there's coffee and treats.
Oh, no!
So let's see. This is National Games and Puzzle Week.
Puzzles?
And it's Better Conversation Week.
I like that.
I love you so much.
And that is all.
It is going to be a fantastic day.
Is there a way to stall until the end of the song?
It is.
Can we do
See, it? See, we've got Mad Lib Monday coming up. Only two more days till Winter Jam Wednesday.
And three more days until the actual Winter Jam.
Yeah.
Because I believe it's Thursday.
It is this Thursday. Mitch and myself will be out
there.
Yeah,
you'll be there.
Hanging out.
Listening to TFK because you love him so much.
I'm excited to see Christian Stanfield.
You love TFK.
Rock some awesome worship.
TFK is your favorite band.
Speaking of, they're supposed to call Celeste this week.
Last week.
They were. Yeah. I guess Trevor got sick. So.
He gets sick a lot.
Yeah. He's Canadian. Can't blame him. Not his fault, people. On the way back. Mad Lib Monday.
Yeah, we're going to do it.
We are. I'm trying to stall. It's not working out.
No, it's working good. Hey, stall. I'm going to go get another guitar.
We did happen to come across an urban legend yesterday that's not so urban. Boom! I can see the new horizon underneath the blazing sky. I'll be where the eagles flying higher. So we're going to talk about one man in motion.
Not anymore.
Oh, man. During my high school days, we're trying to pinpoint when this started. This urban legend.
Yes.
Not so legendary urban.
We're going to be asking people for their personal accounts. We're also going to talk about urban legends in general.
This all started because we recently found out they are making a motion feature film about the life of one Albuquerque native known as Crazy Larry.
All he wanted was a little piece. And instead, he was wrongfully murdered.
Yeah, this is a true story. We're going to talk about it on the way back. All I have to say is Crazy Larry, and I think half the people in Albuquerque know what I'm talking about.
If you know what he's talking about, you're going to have to call.
Yeah, we want to try and pinpoint when this started.
When I heard about this last night, I freaked out.
It's coming up. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now!
Static. Welcome to the show.
I'm just a shaking that thing. Shaking that thing on a Monday morning.
Yeah, it's Monday. We got to get you going today.
Wow! Guys, we have so much stuff to do. I'm leaving in a couple of days.
Yep.
And this week is Operation Christmas Music for us.
Yeah. Getting ready for some Christmas jammy jams coming soon to Static Radio.
In honor of Operation Christmas Child.
Yep.
We're calling it Operation Christmas Music.
And speaking of Operation Christmas Child, we'll be talking with Diana tomorrow. in the 8 o'clock hour. Now, normally that's New Music Tuesday, yes. We're interrupting that for a very important message. Not only are we talking to her, but we're going to be interviewing Larry the Cucumber tomorrow.
Yes, seriously, in all seriousness.
That's a true story.
As seriously as you can take us in this moment. Yeah. We're going to interview Larry the Cucumber.
It's going to be...
There has never been a more serious moment.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. So they're teaming up, and we'll be talking to them about that tomorrow. Good times.
Listen to me shuffle these papers.
That's good. On the way, speaking of Larry the Cucumber, woo. Last night we went to dinner for this band meeting of sorts.
Yep.
And you discovered a urban legend that's not so legendy. No.
My life has changed.
Yeah.
Now.
That was mythological to most, come to find out.
Yep.
I mean, I knew because I took part in the craziness, but there was a gentleman that they coined, quote, Crazy Larry.
Whose actual name was Glenn.
Yeah, whose real name was Glenn. His name wasn't even Larry. So they're making a movie about his life, but we'll definitely talk about that coming up.
Yep.
Save the phone calls, 505-338-3700. We also have Mad Lib Monday coming up here in just a few, but first, we got to take a quick look at traffic.
Let's do it.
All right.
Guys, I've been warning you mm-hmm. and warning you, and now it proves to me that no one listens when I do traffic, probably because I do it so much. Wink. We're doing construction at I-25 and Paseo, and there has been an accident.
Ah.
At Paseo and I-25, this happened at 6:45, so not that long ago, a little over half an hour. So I need you guys to be careful. It's gonna be worse now. It's worse. It's the worst. And now it's going to be even worse. Or the worserest.
Ah, yes.
Also, we have this little red diamond over here. An accident at I-40 East and Highway 333/exit 170.
Okay.
This happened about, 15 minutes ago.
Okay.
So be careful. That's your whole look at traffic. Whole thing.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road, Northeast on the Calvary campus. Those guys closing down today so they could do some deep cleaning and stuff, but there's free coffee and pastries.
Yes.
While it lasts.
Little baby burritos.
Little baby burritos.
And they're going fast.
Yeah.
There was people over there.
There was a line. Yeah. Yeah. So we got some coffee. We got a free pastry.
Yep.
Good stuff. We got to talk about this. We were hanging out last night. Some friends, and I don't even remember how it was brought up, but
well, I think what happened was we were talking about our buddy that had the break-in.
That's right.
And then we were
talking
about crazy situations that got our adrenaline going.
Yeah.
And then I talked about how we used to. Oh, we were talking about guns. We were talking about laws, like self-defense laws. And I was like, well, yeah. In Mississippi, if you roll somebody's yard, they can walk out in the yard and they can cock the shotgun and then shoot it off in the air and say, get out of my yard! And you're like, oh, we gotta get out! And your adrenaline's pumping.
Yeah.
And then Joey was like, oh, we used to do blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, this legend just creeps
up. It came out, and everybody started talking, and half the people at the table had never heard of him, and the other half had taken part. This was back when I was in high school, man. There was a dude that they named Crazy Larry.
He
was like a neighborhood watch guy who was like, you heard all these different stories where it was like, he was a former Navy SEAL. He was, we don't know.
He didn't have his left
we
arm.
We know he was right. We know he was a vet and really cared about protecting his neighborhood so much so that people would drive by his house. He had spotlights. He had stuff. And if he didn't recognize you and you were slowing down near his home.
He was coming out.
He would jump out of bushes and chase you.
Yep.
Johnny B last night was like, yeah, I made the mistake of doing that once in high school thinking it was funny, and he smashed his windshield.
With a rock! Johnny B said they drove past, and then all of a sudden the guy came running out, so they whoa, and then they had to make a U-turn, and they turned around and they were coming straight back at him, and the guy, Crazy Larry, just ran at the car.
Yeah.
He ran at the car.
Yeah.
Chicken style. Didn't move, and then they had to swerve or something, and wait, what'd he say? He said he beat on the window or something like that, and then he just smashed it with a rock!
Yeah, it's crazy, dude. Here's the thing, So after that, we're like, man, whatever happened with Crazy Larry.
Update.
And so we looked, and sure enough, there was an article. This dates all the way back to September 2005. And sadly, he was killed by a teenager who was driving down his street. And this teen was accused of intentionally running him over. His real name was Glenn Lewis, 62-year-old. And dude. He was involved in 328 APD reports throughout his life, and it became this urban legend type thing. So then I started saying, man, that was back when I was in high school in the late 90s. And then somebody else at the table was like, no, that was back when I was in high school, and that was the early 90s.
Yep.
And so I wonder how far back it went, and I was actually a little surprised. Like, half the people at the table did not know who he was. And then the other half, of course, were like, dude, we used to drive by his house here. We did this one time. We only did it once because, sure enough, you know, jumps out of the bushes and scares you. And you're like, that was stupid. I'm never coming back to that neighborhood ever again. But there's, like, talks of making a Crazy Larry movie.
Yeah, I did a Google search. I think it's already filmed.
What?
It said October, and it's November. So yeah. That leads me to believe, logically, that it is already filmed. I deduced that knowledge with
That's
my brain.
Good. Some good deduction there, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah. So we thought we'd open up the phone lines, 505-338-3700, or you can Facebook, facebook.com/myaestheticradio. If anybody just remembers it, because it was
know.
An interesting...
We want to know if we can find the oldest documented case of pranking
somebody, yeah.
Crazy Larry.
Yeah!
That's what we want to know.
For reals.
The article said decades.
Yeah!
I want to know how many decades.
How far back this goes. Static!
Yeah, this is Scaredy John.
Scaredy John!
I don't remember that Larry. I don't remember that Crazy Larry one, but when in my neighborhood, I grew up in the South Valley.
Yeah?
And the old paranoid Catholic grandmas used to say things like, oh, mijo, are you wearing your scapular? Because if you don't, Maria de la Sangre is going to come out of the mirror and choke me.
Oh, wow. My gosh. There That's was a lady little... in the mirror?
Yeah, yeah. Or she'd be like, oh, mijo, did you do your rosary? Because if you don't, the chupacabra is going to come and suck the blood out of my grandchildren.
Stop it.
Wait.
Stop it right now.
Who is mijo?
You know, mijo is like, it's an Hispanic woman like saying child or son or something like that.
Who is hermano? Who is this hermano?
But those are the urban legends we grew up with. La Llorona. You ever heard of that one? La Llorona?
Yeah, yeah. We hear about that one a lot.
But this dude was real. This was a real...
This was a real guy.
Yeah, real
it's
dude.
It's a real guy, huh?
Yeah, this is a real guy up in... I think you had to either go to El Dorado, Sandia, or La Cueva, apparently, to know this story.
Oh, okay. Well, I grew up in the South Valley, and those are the ones we heard. So.
There you go, man.
Hey, guess what?
What's up?
We're going to play a song from a certain
We're playing
Security
the jams
John tomorrow.
All right. What time do you guys play the local stuff?
8:30.
So you guys got my music, huh?
Yeah, we got your music. We'll be playing it, man.
All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
There you go.
You know it.
All right. Security John.
All right.
It's a good thing that took off.
I have. What I've done is I've looked up some urban legends in Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Because the thing, here's the difference, everyone. Crazy Larry was an actual man.
Yeah, this
named Glenn Lewis.
Yeah.
And he passed away because some stupid kid, I'm sorry if you're related to the kid, but it was a dumb mistake.
Well, yeah, well, I was one of those teenagers who did that in high school and was like, man, then last night all of us at the table were like, I feel terrible.
I'm not calling the kid himself stupid. I'm saying what he did was very dumb.
There you go.
He like ran him over.
Yeah.
Killed him.
And there was a ton of people last night who were like, dude, yeah, we drove by one time and this happened to the car, or he did this, or he got in this, you know, and it was just like, who created who? Because
it's true.
Just about everybody there had at one time driven by said home, and it was like, dude, man.
Was he Crazy Larry before he was called Crazy Larry, or was he Crazy Larry because he was made to be crazy by being called Crazy Larry? How many times can I say Crazy Larry?
I just think he was Glenn.
So here's the thing, and I remember this when I looked it up. In Mississippi, there is the legend. Are you ready? This is creepy, everyone, so get ready. Get ready, creepies! And it's the three-legged lady. Because there's a road. Wait, where is it? There's a road called, it's in Columbus, Mississippi, which is close to where the Waverly Mansion is.
That's weird.
Where we got our name. The road is known as Three-Legged Lady Road because of the sightings of a woman with three legs. As the legend goes, you're supposed to beat her across the bridge. She runs beside your car trying to run you off the road by slamming your fist into the side of your car.
Gosh.
A friend of mine took a shortcut on the road on his way home from work and met the three-legged lady. As he drove across a bridge, he could hear her fist ramming into the side of the car. And as he got home, there were dents in the side of the car. Now, for you children out there, this is not real. Because that's impossible.
Yeah, that'd be terrifying.
This is just a spook, like a ghost story. Don't be afraid. It's not real. It never has been real. But this is an example of what happens with these old local urban legends. And so what I want to do is two things. Number one, we're going to figure out which one of you listeners has the oldest Crazy Larry story, because we want to know how far back this thing goes. And number two, if you live elsewhere, like, because I know in Albuquerque we've heard about the lady in the mirror, the Mijos, and we've heard about Hermano, and we've heard about La Jorona, or what, My Sharona, the lady that gets the kids in the ditches. We've heard about all these people. So what I want to know is national listening audience.
Oh, man.
Email us, Facebook, call. You can, what's the number?
505-338-3700.
Yeah, call us, and I want to know what some local urban legends are. Mm-hmm. And remember that we have, like, kids listening, so don't get all creepy and weird. Because, you know, I don't want to be like, kids, guess what? It's still not real. Because right. I know when I was a kid, my cousin Corey told me the story of Bloody Mary.
Oh,
and
man.
It freaked me out for about 6 years. I couldn't
you
go
hear
into
that,
a,
Corey?
I couldn't go into the bathroom and look in the mirror without imagining that some lady was going to pop out and kill me. And kill me!
Cousins are so mean. Static!
Good morning.
Good
Have
morning.
You ever heard of Marie Laveau?
Who?
Marie Laveau.
I've heard of Juan Tabo, the road.
So Marie Laveau, as legend goes, and you can look her up on Google. She's actually on Wikipedia. Marie Laveau lives in Louisiana, and this is a Cajun legend. And she has a one-eyed snake, a three-legged dog, and let's see, how does the song go? A limp, bony body with long, stringy hair. And she's always looking around for a wife, or I mean, for a husband, I'm sorry. She's always looking around for a husband. Well, one night, a man come to the swamp, his name was Handsome Jack, and he told Marie Laveau that he'd give her $1 million, or if she gave him $1 million, then he would marry her. Well, he didn't do that.
Oh.
Oh, boy. Oh. Yeah, no more Handsome Jack.
Wow.
So she, okay. Did she have $1 million?
Well, she put $1 million in old Handsome Jack's hand, but unfortunately, Handsome Jack said, goodbye, Marie, you know, you're too ugly for me.
Oh, it rhymes.
It does. It's a song. It's called Louisiana Man.
Would
and
you
there really
it?
Was a voodoo woman named Marie Laveau. She was like one of those weird people who think they're doctors by sprinkling dirt on you, you know?
Oh, that's what my doctor does. Well, is that not real?
Heck, I use my vet. He works the best.
In Mississippi, it's like, oh, just spit on it.
But there this you go. Real. Put some mud on your eyes and, you know, there you go.
Amazing.
Jesus put mud on somebody's eyes
That's
and
true.
It healed them.
That's true.
Well, he's the only one where it worked for because, you know, people
right.
put like this green stuff and sea kelp and all this other stuff to make themselves look nice. I'm like, shoot, just come on down to this doll. I've got manure and all sorts of things. We'll make your face look real pretty.
You're not wiping poop
Amazing.
On my face, lady.
Amazing.
Oh, sure. Well, they take mud baths. You know, I've got the best mud, and it's herbal.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Thank you for telling us
Thanks
the story
for the call.
Of Marie Laveau.
There you go. Incredible.
I tried to say that as creepy as I could.
Man, you know what we got coming up?
What?
We gotta do a Mad Lib.
Yes. Is
Three
there one about
minutes.
Ghost stories in there?
Yeah, I got a horror movie premise. We'll do that one on the way.
Awesome.
Steam Awesome Morning Party
now.
Static.
Let the broadcasting of the disturbed continue.
Time for more from Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Enjoy the show.
Good morning. It is Team Awesome Morning Party.
Good morning, everyone.
It is Monday. Feels like a dragon kind of day.
Dragons?
Yeah, Dragons. Like How to Train Your Dragons.
That was a great movie.
That movie was awesome.
That's the one movie that I saw and I regretted not going to see it in 3D.
Oh, yeah.
Because I heard the 3D was pretty cool.
It's pretty incredible.
I wish you had a 3D TV.
Yeah, except that's weird. My brother has one. I'm like, crazy. I don't know, man.
A friend of mine in California had one.
Of course they're in California.
They're so progressive. You ready for this? It's Monday, 7:37. It's time.
It's just another
Madly Monday.
Oh, no.
I know.
Crazy Larry.
It's your favorite segment of the day.
We miss you so much. Steve-O drive by
just
your house.
I just said you killed him. I'm sorry. That's not true.
I was a real human.
I know. Why'd you kill him? You didn't kill him? Human. Quit feeling bad. Hey, get that conviction off your heart.
It's just crazy. There was a real human being, and yeah. Crazy. That's not an urban legend. That's real life.
Yes, it is.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Are you guys still doing the little scary legends?
Yes.
Only if you give us a word for Mad Lib Monday.
Boom.
For what?
Mad Lib Monday. Only the segment we do every single Monday at this time.
Sort of.
Every single Monday at this time.
I can't hear you guys.
Come back. Is this Joel?
Every single Monday Joel! At this time.
Hello.
That's okay.
We lost her. I think that was Joel.
Static.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Good morning.
How was your weekend?
Great.
I was on the news.
Is this Tej?
Yeah.
Hey, TJ.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm perfect.
I'm going to put TJ as the first thing because it says name of person in room, but I'm putting TJ.
You're always in our room, TJ.
Well, my voice is in your room.
There you go.
It's also in my heart.
Can I get a noun?
Is this a horror-themed one?
Yep.
Michelle's cat.
Michelle's cat?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Mitch. I eat Satan.
Yeah. You what?
I.E. Satan.
Yes, I.E. Yeah. Satan. That's
no,
true.
This is true. All right. It's in.
You're welcome.
Bye,
there
buddy.
You go. Thanks, Tej. Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What do you guys need?
I need a noun.
A noun, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. How about balloon?
Yes.
Balloon. Can do.
Can
there
do.
You go.
It too.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks. Bye, guys.
Bye. All right.
Static.
All right. What do you need?
I need an adjective.
Adjective. Man, I always get the adjectives. Curly.
Curly. That's an adjective. Thanks for the call.
Yep.
Static.
Hello.
It's Claire again. I want to come to Mad Lib Monday.
Okay.
I this is a weird one. I need a building.
Mall.
Mall.
Perfect.
There you go. Beautiful answer. Thank you.
You guys rock. Bye.
Bye.
We what?
We rock.
Go. Oh.
Beautiful.
Static.
Yo. What
Yo.
Up, fellas?
What?
Can I? Can I get a relative? This is a relative? Weird one. Yeah.
Uncle Bob.
Uncle Bob.
Yeah,
yeah. Hey, I have an Uncle Bob.
Do you really?
I really do.
That's awesome.
I have an Uncle Bob, too. He's missing two fingers, though.
It's not the same.
Wow. Your Uncle Bob is missing two fingers?
Yeah, wood chipper.
Oh.
Wood chipper, like on Fargo?
Dude,
I
was terrified
Fargo,
of firecrackers when I was a kid because I had an Uncle Bernie who was missing a couple fingers because of that.
Man, so firecrackers
like,
used to
nope,
be nuts. Though.
I wouldn't touch him. To this day, I don't even know if that's really how he lost his fingers.
I bet it is.
I for real, like I don't touch. I won't touch him. I refuse. I refuse.
Goodbye, friend.
Hey, right. You could have thrown it. Hey.
Nope.
Hi. I remember Crazy Larry.
You do?
You know him?
I do.
Did you drive by?
Perhaps.
When?
What year? What year?
It was late 90s.
Okay, late 90s.
So, yeah, I'm about the same.
We got early 90s.
You know.
That's like the earliest we've heard is early 90s. So I'm like, man, I want to know when this started.
I want to say my brother used to do it as well.
Oh, my god!
And back when he was in high school,
And he graduated back in 93, I think.
Okay.
It's the year Jurassic Park came out.
Perfect.
Hey, can Mateo play me a song this time?
No.
Yes.
That would be great.
What song?
Car Radio, man.
We just played that.
Did you?
Yeah, we really did. Joelle the nanny called in and somebody stole her car radio this morning.
And now she just sits in silence.
And so she was upset. So we played car radio. That's a bummer. So pray for her sense of security that was stolen from her along with her car radio.
What about a different song from a different person?
Different song from a different person. Let's go with some TFK.
Oh.
Okay. We're
gonna be Evo's choice.
Yeah, we'll be talking, or Celeste will be talking with Trevor this week.
She will.
Winter Jam.
You gonna go to Winter Jam?
Yes, sir. I'm actually got some VIP tickets. I'm gonna be in one of them little boxes.
Boom!
Oh,
there you go,
Mr.
Yeah,
sir.
Nicely done.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
All right, you guys have a good morning.
You too, man. All right. 505-338-3700. It is Mad Lib Monday, and we need to get through this.
Yes, we do. Please.
It's a creepy one today.
See, it's kind of fun when me and you do Mad Lib Monday because it can spiral out of control.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then an hour goes by and it's like, oh yeah, we got to finish Mad Lib.
505-338-3700 is the phone number. We need you to call in, please, for this spooky Mad Lib.
Call in November? November.
Static!
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I need an adverb.
Don't give that kid an adverb.
Oh, she can do an adverb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude.
There's a hidden
voice. Trying to stifle her magic.
All right. Most adults can't do an adverb.
I know, this is true. This is true.
Adverb, Sayla.
Quickly. Boom!
Booyah.
There you go.
Your child is the champion
prodigy.
Of millions.
Prodigy.
Genius.
Hey,
I love it.
I messed with Crazy Larry a few times, too.
No way. Okay, what year? When?
So I'm a little bit later. 2001 is when I graduated.
That's when I graduated!
Shut up.
We're the same age!
I know.
And you have
30,
children.
And I have 9 kids. Where are you at?
9 kids? Apparently, you've had all the children I was going to have and some.
Yep. So one time I'll be quick because it's Mad Lib. We ran up and touched his garage.
No!
And he came out. It's sort of the same story as John Ball. He came out and started throwing rocks at us and busted our taillight.
Oh, my God.
Dude, I'm telling you, man. That's why I would not take part. I was the scaredy cat that was, like, driving by his street that was like, I'm not going down that
street.
I'm not going down there. We never did it again.
I was terrified of him.
Yeah. Dude. They're making a movie about him.
I know.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah, man.
All right. Love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
See ya.
Later. Static.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It's Joelle the nanny again.
There you are.
Yes. Well, I didn't call before. That was somebody else.
No, that he doesn't get voices yet.
No. Nope.
He's getting closer.
I don't think there's a difference in people.
Well, she did sound a lot like me, so I'm okay with that.
It's kind of like the mousy, like, hey. Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
All right, what do y'all need?
I need an adjective.
An adjective. Okay, let's go with brightly.
Perfect. Brightly.
Brightly.
Yeah.
Let's see if I need any more.
We trust you.
Yeah.
So we're going to give you another word.
We are?
All right.
Why not?
Okay. How about a noun? Let's see if I can do this.
How about a noun?
A noun?
Yeah.
An easy one. Okay. Let's go with car radio.
Perfect. She's not bitter. Do you need another adjective?
No, not at all. I totally let it go.
Bitter, dude. Somebody stole her car radio.
No, she just sits inside.
I'm sorry.
It's going to be okay, Joelle. It's going to be great.
That happened to me once, and it was awful.
Yeah.
Ugh. Yeah.
Happened to me in college. And it was my own doing. I left the car unlocked.
Oh, why did you do that?
It was the back door. Like, I locked every other, and I didn't have electronic locks.
Yeah.
So you had to manually lock every door, you know? In my old Isuzu Trooper 4x4, Howard the Great was the name of that truck.
What?
I miss it.
That's one thing I haven't done yet. I haven't named my car.
You had a truck?
Yep.
Named Howard, and you did not name it Howard the Truck?
No, here's the thing. I don't know what that is. And number two, my first truck was named Howie.
Okay.
No.
It was, yeah, but like
no,
Howard
my
the
first
Duck,
truck.
But Howard the Truck.
Nah.
It would have been amazing.
I wasn't alive when that movie came out.
Ah!
I was alive. I was.
Thanks for calling, Joel.
All right. You're Bye. Welcome, guys.
All right.
My first pickup truck name was Howard.
Okay.
And then I got Howard the Great because it was an awesome Isuzu like Trooper 4x4.
An Isuzu Trooper?
Yes.
So I finally have met somebody who drove an Isuzu.
It was
That's
great.
Awesome.
I loved that truck. And the gas mileage was horrible.
Static.
Hi, Coach Steve.
Hey. That's right. Coach Steve.
Coach Steve.
Yeah. I used to coach.
What?
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
Incredible.
Can I get an adjective?
Funny.
Funny?
Yeah, that's an
perfect.
Adjective.
That's right.
It is funny.
You did well.
I'm putting coach under profession, too.
Oh,
former
my gosh.
Coach. Yeah.
Thank you for it's calling,
me.
Friend.
It's me.
All right.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Yeah, I coached football, and then I coached basketball.
Football.
Truth.
Wildfire.
Static.
Yo.
Yo.
Wait.
Adjective.
Bloody.
Bloody.
No, bloody.
Wait, what?
Bloody.
Bloody?
Bloody.
Bloody.
Okay, yeah. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, like yeah. It's gushing blood. There's blood everywhere. It's bloody.
Yeah.
Right.
What'd you think we said?
Because that's what we said the first time.
Buddy?
Oh, I thought you said nutty.
Nutty. With such disdain.
Yes.
Oh, so horrible.
There are pecans everywhere.
Thanks for the call.
Right on.
All right. Static.
Hey.
Hi.
You need anything?
I need an adjective.
An adjective. Shooting.
Shooting?
Yeah, why not?
That
because it goes with the story that I have to tell you.
Wait, okay, but shooting is either a noun or a verb.
I have a verb ending in ing. I'm going to
okay,
put
we're
going
to put it in verb ending in ing.
There you go. Okay.
Okay, that'll work.
There you go. Okay, story time.
Okay, story time. In Rio Rancho, I was on grand jury back in 1991 time frame. Crazy Larry lived out there. At least I think this is the same Crazy Larry. He used to have this little house on the Mesa. If you drove by, he'd come out with his M16 and start shooting at your car.
Whoa,
he literally shot three kids while they were driving because they kept going back and forth and doing donuts in his front yard. So he came out and started shooting them.
Whoa!
And shot up the guy's truck and nailed one of them in the leg and the other one in the shoulder.
Oh, my gosh!
Crazy Larry
yeah.
was See, crazy!
He really, yeah.
yeah, that's why he was throwing rocks in Albuquerque. He must have gotten back out of jail and
yeah.
couldn't get a gun.
Yeah.
Snap.
Dude, unbelievable. See, early 90s. I'm
See,
telling
that
you.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Goes way back!
I wonder what he did in the 80s.
I wonder
he probably
if that's
had a
in the
rocket
movie.
Launcher.
It's in the movie.
You know,
You'll
like,
have to see the movie.
Because in the 80s, more stuff was like, more stuff flew. You know, it's like, oh, that guy's got a rocket launcher. I wonder where he got that. Oh, well. And then,
yeah,
but, yeah, now it's like, a rocket launcher? He's a terrorist!
Yeah.
You know? But, yep. So the 80s, he was probably like, just blowing stuff up. And then
well,
in the 90s.
I was 90s, growing up out there in the 80s, and we knew about him, and it was just, don't
okay.
go near his place.
Exactly.
Don't get your car.
So you
so we
knew,
never went there.
You knew about him in the 80s.
Yeah, wow.
All right,
yeah.
We need somebody that encountered him in the 80s.
That's crazy.
To call.
Thanks for calling,
Thank
man.
Thank you.
All right.
All right.
Bye.
Later.
The 80s.
The 80s. It's getting
you don't
deeper.
Mess with him.
Static.
Still need words?
I need an adjective.
How about weighty?
Yes. Weighty.
Weighty?
I wanted to give a noun, too, if you still have room for one.
Yes.
Melnor.
What?
Thor, you know. Thor. Melnor, the hammer.
Oh! Proper noun. We need a proper noun?
No.
Mjolnir?
I do need a part of the body.
How about the noggin?
Noggin! Noggin Toboggan. You remember
noggin.
That band?
No.
They were a Christian band.
There you go. All right.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Too, bro. Thank you. 505-338-3700. I just got a text from Rita. You're asking for crazy Larry stories?
I bet Rita's got 20,000.
I just remembered she wasn't there last night. Yes, yes.
Rita,
somehow
call.
It came up.
Call in and tell
us. We need to finish this Mad Lib.
No! No!
Let's see.
No!
Same relative. Does that mean relative, same relative from earlier? I'm going to do that. All
Maybe.
Right, here we go. We need three more. 505-338-3700. I'm putting panda.
Sweet panda.
Because it's an animal.
A deathly animal.
Oh!
An animal of destruction.
505-338-3700.
How many words did you say we need?
I only need two more now.
Two more words, people. That's all we need.
Yep. Here's one.
Call it.
Static.
Yo.
Yo.
Hey, got another story.
Only if you give me a verb ending in ing.
You better do it.
Stabbing.
Okay. Story time, go.
Out in Rio Rancho. Me and my buddies. I don't know if this was Crazy Larry, but this guy was nuts. He was posted up at a little piece of land or whatever, and he lived in a cab over camper.
Okay.
But no truck, just a cab over. And I don't know how my buddies ran into this guy, but they were like friends with this dude. And we went out to his little area. And man, this guy had so many guns. It was crazy.
Larry. And,
what's that?
Oh, you said crazy, and I said Larry. I thought it
was. I don't know. It could have been Crazy Larry. I don't know. His name could have been Larry. But this was around the time when Crazy Larry was about out here.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
See, so you but, knew the
yeah, this,
you know
this
the story.
Dude had anti-aircraft,
what?
Like crazy stuff, man.
Like Terminator 2 status.
Yeah, it was nuts.
That man was he was preparing for the apocalypse.
Yeah, yeah.
He was preparing for something.
Amazing. Thanks for the call, man.
Right, later.
Later. Later.
All right, final one. Static.
Do you guys still need another word?
Yeah.
I do. I need a verb past tense.
A verb past tense. What would be a verb past tense? Come on.
Like,
like ran.
Yeah, yeah.
I hear someone on the radio right now actually giving them, I'm not sure.
You what? I just figured it out. He's listening to his own radio.
Oh.
That's why. I'm like, what is happening? He confused himself.
You confused yourself, friend. So a past tense verb would be confused. Let's
there
write
go.
That one. Thank you for calling.
Are you ready?
Yes. Let me read it.
You going to read this
Let
one?
Let me read this thing.
Do we need like crazy? Okay, it's a horror movie theme.
Friday 13th.
Where are you?
Where
Boom.
Are you?
All right, ready?
One of TJ's first big roles was playing the part of Michelle's cat. That backfired on you, TJ. In the horror classic called The Gleaming Balloon. This curly movie tells a story of a writer who needs a quiet place to work. So he rents a mall in Colorado in the middle of winter. He takes his wife and small Uncle Bob with him. Then it snows quickly for 2001 days. And the couple discovers the funny place is haunted by the ghost of a bloody car radio stolen from Joel the Nanny's car. Well, this weighty ghost is the evil spirit of a former coach in the Revolutionary Army. It takes possession of his noggin and forces him to act brightly towards his own uncle. At this point, there is a lot of shooting and stabbing. But before he can harm anyone, he is confused by a stray panda. Well done, panda. Well done.
Oh, man.
You are the beacons of success and glory, panda.
I'm so glad we got through that. We got to take a quick break. It's just before 8 o'clock. Coming back.
Woo!
Your stories, we want them.
Urban legends.
We made mention. We've been talking urban legends.
Tales
and,
of myth.
The legend of glory known as Glenn. Wait. Crazy Larry. Found out his real name.
Woo!
It's crazy. We're trying to find somebody from the 80s. Who knows?
We need you if you encountered Crazy Larry in the 80s to call us.
They're making a movie about him. If you don't know the story, we'll talk about it right around the break. Woo. It's Team Austin Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back.
Now back to Team Awesome Morning Party on Static Radio.
Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Steve-O Mateo hanging out with you.
We're trying to help you get through your morning.
That's right. At least until Wednesday.
Yep.
Then you're leaving me.
But then people will have the wonderful Mitch back.
Yeah, they will. They will.
Yes.
For about a week and a half, Mitch is going to be helping with the morning show while you are...
moving.
Moving to Albuquerque.
Yep. Going to go play a couple shows, visit some family, and then move here.
I'm really, really excited for your wife to be here.
Me too.
Yeah. So she is making the big jump here. It's happening. It's happening.
It's going to be fun, though, because she's going to be here, and then she's going to have to fly back to Nashville to write, and then we're going to do Disney World Christmas, and we both have shows. She has a show in California on the 27th. I have a show in Columbus, Ohio on the 27th.
And That's crazy.
And then I'll be back here.
Yep.
And I'm not, I think she has another show or something. And then early January, she's going to have to fly back to Nashville to write. They're writing, man.
Dude, it's getting closer and closer and closer.
Christmas looms like the shadow of the spaceship on Independence Day.
Yeah, next week, Thanksgiving, and I've been looking at statistics for Black Friday for all the different stores that are opening way too early.
Ugh.
Half of them open on Thanksgiving.
My old boss, Forever 21 in Nashville, was telling me that they are opening at 8 p.m. Or 6 or 8 p.m. or something. I think it's 8 p.m.
On Thanksgiving. Gosh.
She is bummed.
Yeah.
And everybody's bummed.
Of course.
You know? Ugh, the whole mall is doing it. The whole Opry Mills Mall.
No thanks.
Not for me.
That's where you worked?
Yeah.
The one that I was hanging out at?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That giant. Did you go in the giant Forever 21?
I walked by it.
That's where I worked. It.
Okay.
In the stock room there. That's where Tim works.
That place was huge.
Yeah, it's stupid.
Yeah.
Stupid big. When we walked in there the day, like, because we helped build it, essentially. We brought in all the tables and put all the clothes up and everything. We didn't, like, physically build it.
Right. No,
well, there were a couple of things we had to put together. But it looked like, just because the store we had worked in was so small. And I remember thinking, man, this store is big. And then we walked into the new store and it was like, what? What? Is this a Walmart?
Oh, man. It's happening. Although, here's the thing, man. It's 2013, and I've been reading stuff.
Yeah.
The Cyber Monday, the idea of shopping online on Monday, they're having just as many big sale things, it seems, online. So why does it matter?
Okay. Did we talk about the other day? Maybe I just read it, and we didn't talk about it. The best day to shop?
Like, no.
The best actual day to shop?
Is?
It's either December 4th. Or December 14th. It's one of those days because I think it's the 14th for some reason. Because it's like, no, or maybe it's the 4th because kids are still in school.
Yeah.
And nobody is shopping then, but it's still great deals because it's almost Christmas.
Isn't it like a Tuesday or something?
Yeah, it's some random day. It's like,
I think I did read that.
They did surveys and they were like, this is the best day. December 4th.
I haven't even started my Christmas shopping.
Dawn,
have you?
Dawn has been on it. She's awesome at that stuff. But here's the thing. We don't buy a lot of gifts.
Right.
She makes them.
Oh, see? That's cool.
She goes for it. And then my few friends, I'm like, they really like gift cards because we've all kept it super simple.
We had this conversation yesterday because every year we have a Christmas party and, you know, we try and do like a gift exchange and get each other gifts. And last night, the gauntlet was thrown down and I didn't know what to do because the gauntlet of no gift cards was thrown down last night. And that doesn't work for me.
I would rather get a gift card any day of the week.
Right. 505-338-3700. If you'd like to chime in on the conversation. But I'm the same way. I know, like, everybody else was saying, dude, essentially you're just getting me an errand to run for Christmas. But I really enjoy gift cards because then I get to shop for whatever I want.
Yeah.
So
it becomes more of an adventure.
Yeah. ooh, what am I going to get with this? It's the gift that keeps giving.
I'm going to wait.
Because you're spinning your wheels thinking about, ooh, all the different things I could get with this.
Yep.
It's just too much fun. I love it so much.
I like, they're just so convenient because then you kind of put the power in the hand of the gift recipient.
Do you think it's a lazy thing? That's why we like it? Because it's easy to go buy gift cards.
I think
as
it's
well.
Lazy to assume that everyone loves gift cards.
Yeah.
I think the lazy way to approach a present is to just essentially buy something, you know, you think. Like, you want to get to know the person more and more.
Yeah. I'm still going to probably get just gift cards.
Example.
There,
when Teddy first moved to Nashville.
Okay.
I wanted to get him a birthday present.
All right.
And he loved going to concerts and he loved taking trips.
Okay.
And then I Blink 182 was back on tour.
Okay.
And I was like, dude, he's an incredible drummer, Travis Barker. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
So it was Blink, My Chemical Romance.
I remember that show.
Matt and Kim.
Yeah.
And somebody else. I can't remember. But I was like, I
wasn't
got him.
Was Paramore on that?
No.
Who was it on that? Oh, no, that was the No Doubt show.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, I was like, this will be a great present. So I got him that present. I got him, me and him, tickets.
Okay.
And it was like, this is going to be great. And I don't think he really liked it. Because I think in his mind, it was like, yeah, I appreciate the trip, but I don't like any of these bands.
What?
You know, but he grew up different time than me.
Yeah, that's true. Static.
Hey, it's Cab Driver.
Cab Driver.
Hey, so I'm all down for gift cards because then you don't have to, you know, worry about returning and feeling bad for returning the other gift the person got you and you don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah, this year for my son's birthday, I think he got three of the same thing at one point.
Yeah.
And so we had to end up going back anyways because we had to return a couple different things.
Re-gift. So, it's got three speeds.
Yeah. My Sunday school class, we all get together on Christmas and we do a white elephant. And I always feel, I hate doing white elephants because then I feel real selfish because one time there was a crock pot and I just got married and someone gave me like a real small one and I was like, this doesn't make enough cheese dip. So I got a big one, and I held on to it for dear life. And you can't threaten people in Sunday school. Like, hey, you touch this, I'm going to whack you.
Right.
Yeah.
But so you needed a crock pot.
I held on to that for
made more
dear
cheese.
Life, and no one took it.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Nicely done.
There's so many different kinds of Christmas parties.
I can't. The white elephant
white
parties,
elephant,
I have a hard
Santa,
time with.
Sneaky elf.
What?
I don't know. They call the same type of party so many different names.
See, I'm not good with those parties because I get mad. Like, if I get the good gift, and then, you know, two people later, they're, like, looking at you, and you're like, this person's about to steal this cool gift from me. This person is about to steal this cool gift from me. And sure enough, it's like, taking your gift, you're like, that's not, I don't like this.
Yeah.
And I've only done it once, so I don't know the etiquette, because people are like, oh, you can't take it back, because you can only steal something twice. And now, and then you got to pull out, like, the rule book for White Elephant, you're like, I don't get this! I don't, but now I'm less friends with all of you.
This game is stupid.
Hate it.
See, that's why I told Dawn, I was like, tell all of your family members, I'm going to tell all my family, if anybody wants to get me a present, give me an H&M gift card.
Right.
That's all.
Yeah.
That's it.
Gift cards.
That's it.
It's easy.
I don't need anything. Well, I said money or that. Because now that I'm a grown up, I have bills.
Right.
So it's
can you give me a gift card to P&M?
Yeah. That's what. Isn't that what Joey was like? Do gift cards to P&M or Comcast count? Because I got bills, yo. So I posted on Facebook, is a gift card a good Christmas present, or is it just a lazy gift?
Help us out.
Help us decide.
Yeah, we're trying to help you out. You got 1 week until the big old Black Friday.
Woo!
And Christmas shopping galore. Man, amazing. Time is flying by.
It is.
We are Voices. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Ow.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Team Awesome Morning Party. Making your morning a little more awesomer. Ist. A little more awesomest.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. Just when you thought it was going to be cool, it was a Bieber
Santa
Christmas
Claus
song.
Coming to town.
Sorry.
Welcome to the show. We got a lively discussion going on Facebook.
Oh.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. I know, I'm sorry. Done. Johnny Cash. Bringing it back. So,
I have this album.
We're like 40 days away from Christmas, right? Less than that. 30-something days away from
Dawn,
Christmas.
Dawn, it's our Christmas album. I bought this for her in a record store in California while we were on tour in the middle of summer.
Craziness. So we're talking gift cards. We're talking Christmas presents. Last night we were preparing for our annual Christmas party with the bros.
The bros.
And there was a discussion of whether or not we should ban gift cards. And I started breaking out into hives.
Yep. As did Brody.
I didn't know what to do. Static!
Morning, guys. It's Mark, the bus rider.
Hey, bus Mark. Rider, Mark!
How's the bus?
Actually, I haven't ridden it in a while. I guess I'm going to ride tomorrow for school.
Mark!
What? We can't call you bus rider Mark if you don't ride the bus.
You're just regular guy
you're
Mark
just Mark.
Right now. Yeah.
But I see the bus all the time because I work downtown, so it's okay. Like... You know, my heart is riding it.
You're the bus watcher.
That's actually kind of cool. So, gift cards are evil.
What?
They are. I mean, if you think about them, like, the companies make so much money off of it because you never can use the exact amount that's on the gift card.
That's
you usually
true.
Have to use more.
What if you live in a tax-free state?
What? Maybe. Like, if you're lucky, I think I used exactly all of a gift card one time in my entire life, and I felt super achieved.
Yep.
Yeah, my wife bought me a gift card for golfing our very first Christmas. I still have that gift card a decade later.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
Did it expire?
No, but
probably.
I don't even know if I still have it. I'd have to, like, dig it out somewhere. It was for Paco, like, this really expensive golf course out here, like, outside of Albuquerque. So it was like, here's a $100 gift card. I got to go once because it was, like, $80 to golf there once. And now I have a random $20 left over that there's no way I'm going to ever spend. So
gift cards is how they get you.
You're
right. How they make all the money.
No, you're right. That's why you got to get it somewhere you know they're going to shop regularly. Like,
yep.
Like P&M.
Or Taco Bell.
Don't get anybody a Taco Bell gift card.
Taco Bell? See, Target at least you could like.
It's like signing their death certificate. Yeah. Here you go. You should get them a high cholesterol gift card. Here's some more.
Ugh. Yeah. Maybe not Taco Bell. I don't know. Thanks for the call, bus rider.
Bless you.
Get back on that bus.
So let's check out Facebook.
All right.
Teresa says she thinks gift cards are great. All caps.
Okay.
Except when someone gives you a gift card to a place you don't go.
Yeah.
At least take the time to learn what the recipient would enjoy or give a generic one to the mall or Target where there is a lot of variety to choose from. Totally agree.
Yeah.
If you take the time to get to know somebody, you know, and you find out, hey, this person... They frequent this place.
This person really enjoys video games. I'm thinking the buy that's best. The stop of games.
The stop of game.
Right. I hear you.
Luke says it's a great one. This way you know they can get something that they actually want. You can't go wrong. It's true. Ricky Hall says, good, because I'd rather have a gift card than an ugly sweater that is too big or a fruitcake. Thebe says, what's wrong with ugly sweaters and fruitcake?
Right?
Oh.
That was going to be my next question.
Giving somebody a fruitcake is a lost art. It used to be a Christmas tradition that the aunt or uncle that nobody liked.
Yeah.
It all boiled down to the fact that years ago they gave away a fruitcake.
Oh,
and
man.
And you would find out about it. They were like, well, I don't like the way they dress. But they dress really cool.
I remember, when I was a kid.
Yeah, well, it's just because, you know, like, I just don't like their attitude around Christmas. But they're the nicest person at Christmas. What's really going on?
Well, 12 years ago, they gave me a fruitcake.
A fruitcake? I hate them, too!
Static.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
I loved you on TV. That was funny.
Thank you, Mom Fernando.
Bless you.
Yep.
But I'm more or less not... But for gift cards.
You're not for gift cards?
No.
Removal of blessing.
You're thoughtful. She gives good gifts. She's thoughtful with her gifts.
Yeah, and you guys will probably get yours in the mail after Thanksgiving.
What?
Okay.
Did you send me a present?
Mom Fernando's the best.
You just have to wait after Thanksgiving.
question.
She's pretty incredible.
Is it a fruitcake?
It's not a fruitcake.
I'm just making sure.
Well, I'm sending you guys socks like a grandma would.
Yes! I love socks!
He loves socks. Just this weekend, he was shopping for underwear and complaining away about how expensive socks and underwear
are. Socks are so expensive, Mom.
He was so mad.
Did you know?
So, yeah.
Fashionable socks are so expensive!
I understand because I have 5 kids and socks, yes, they're expensive.
They're crazy expensive.
There you
go. Unless they want the fashionable socks.
Yeah. I know!
He's wearing dinosaur socks today.
My socks have little T-Rexes on them, Mom.
Yeah.
Fernando.
Yeah. So,
okay, I just wanted to call in. Love you guys.
Love
have
you
a good
too.
Day.
All right. There you go, Mom Fernando. She is a thoughtful gift giver. Now, here's the thing. I am all for thoughtful gifts if they're actually thoughtful gifts. I would prefer a thoughtful gift over a gift card.
Yeah.
If it's actually a thoughtful gift.
Yes.
Sometimes I get them and it's like, you think I'm like the practical guy that's like, man, this had to be like $40-something for a joke.
You're right.
That's the most expensive joke. No. No, I will never use this. This is not practical. Mm-hmm. This was just to be funny. And that was a lot of money.
Right. Funny money.
Funny money.
PJ Funny Bunny.
There's no funny money. Money is not funny.
Do you remember PJ Funny Bunny?
No.
It was an 80s cartoon.
PJ Funny Bunny?
Look it up.
Okay.
Last year for Dave's birthday, I got him a gift card to a store.
Okay.
A his and men's store. Because it was opening in Nashville. It was opening. And it was so exciting because I knew, I was like, dude, you can use this. Because we both turned 30 last year.
Right.
Or this year. This year. It's still 2013. This year for his birthday. And I said, hey, the store's opening soon. You can use this. And he was really happy about it. But see, Dave and I, we grew up in the time where it was like, if somebody gets you a gift,
right,
that is just as special as if they got you the best gift ever.
Right.
You know, so it's right. Like, it's the fact of somebody gave me a gift. It's not... Well, why don't you, if you're going to get me that, I'd rather you not get me that. Just don't get me anything. That's such a stupid attitude. Especially when you, most places you can take stuff back, you know.
Right.
But it's, I think in a way, we've lost the preciousness of somebody just giving you a present.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Agreed.
It's like, you thought of me. Thank you.
Static.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Here's the thing about gift cards.
No.
I think that it is cool in the way that the person can buy right what they want. That is cool. But there is that concept of the leftover money like you guys were talking about. And then there's also the concept of there's no personality whatsoever attached to a gift card and no creativity.
I'm all personality.
Okay. No, but listen, I like to shop, and I feel good going and getting things, and I get excited. Like, I look at somebody and go, oh, they would love this, or, you know, and I guess because I put a lot of thought into my gift giving as well, and I feel sort of cheesy when I give a gift card. I'll do gift cards if I'm, like, way pressed at the last minute for time, like at the 11th hour and I didn't have time to get something, then I'll use a gift card.
Yeah.
See,
you know what I mean? Yeah. And I think that the other person really appreciates when you, like, when you've gone out of your way. Like, I'm not talking about a stupid sweater. I mean, you know, when you really, there's thought involved in a gift that you get, and you can see that. You see it, and you're like, oh, my gosh, this is amazing. Or, you know, even if it's not something you wanted, the fact that, like, they put so much into, you know, spending that time thinking of you.
Right.
And I just think that's really more special than the actual gift.
More specialer.
Yeah.
It's more specialer.
It's more specialist.
So I hope that helps solve your dilemma.
Thank you, Callie.
Love you guys.
Love you too, bro. All right. 505-338-3700.
Crystal says on Facebook, she says, it's a lazy gift unless you don't know the person well, i.e. a gift exchange at work. That's a great place for a gift card.
All right.
And I totally agree with that. But at the same time, you can get to know somebody so much to know that they really prefer to get their own gifts. So
nice.
In that case, you get them a gift card because that is truly what they want and you know them. Because
they just love to shop.
That's right.
Our buddy JoJo yesterday was saying, though, that all you're getting me is an errand, and so if you're going to get JoJo a gift card, you also have to get him a $3 gas gift card
to cover the gas. Man, it's funny when you get presents that are like essentials. Like,
right.
Like if you gave somebody a PNM gift card, which
I don't even think those exist, yeah, but national, that's hilarious.
National listeners, that's Power New Mexico,
that's,
right?
Yeah, that's like basically
electric
like
bill. So if you got somebody that, it's like the year for Christmas I had to get new tires.
Ugh.
You know, and it's like, yes, I'm so glad I got those tires. It's awesome. It's way more functional than another sweater. You know, or that Jurassic Park Blu-ray set I wanted.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Amber says she loves reading, so she highly encourages gift cards that she can use to buy books on her e-reader.
Oh, there you go.
Also, her husband just had his birthday last month, and he asked for gift cards to a specific store so he could use them to buy a PS4 last week.
Oh,
there you go.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
It's strategery.
That's what my son is doing right now. He's like, hey, so this year, could you guys just, you know, maybe get gift cards or cash so that I can save up. He's trying to save up for a video game system as well. And it's like, I feel you, son.
You know, Brody's going to be so smart. He's going to start talking and be like, hang on, I'm 3 years old. And for this year for Christmas, number one, I want you to give 50% of my gifts to others. And 50% put it into a college fund for
Man, you know what? That would be practical and awesome. Brody, good job.
Brody, you are smart.
Oh, you're
going to
be so smart.
I feel like he's outsmarted me.
Yeah. We have a friend who, they were talking about that for their birthday. That's what they do, is they get gifts for others, remember?
That's
they have
really
parties
cool.
And they go out, and instead of getting anything for the kid, the kids go pick presents, and they go give them to other like less fortunate kids,
that's
or they go
really
to hospitals.
Cool.
And I'm like, dang, you're really raising your kids right.
That's incredible.
Crap, I got to rethink everything.
I bet they get their kids something.
They probably
do. You know?
Static!
Hey, guys, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. How you doing?
Good, just listening to the show and actually kind of surprised that anybody would be offended to get a gift card or any gift for that matter. I look at it as this day and age, if any one of my friends want to spend their hard-earned money and get me something, hey, I'll take whatever they want to give me.
There you go.
Jam or whatever.
That's right.
Wait. You guys have a Merry Christmas.
All right, you too.
Jam. Christmas
jam?
Jelly?
Jock Jams Volume 7.
We'll get you Jock Jams Volume 2. That's one that's got all the good stuff on it. Like,
is that Mortal Kombat? No, that was a different one.
We'll get you that,
much.
Buddy.
There you go.
Jock Jams.
Hey there, guys. How's it going?
Good. Oh, man, fantastic. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad. I was just calling about the gift card thing.
Yeah.
I know about, for me, I love to get gifts for people. I like to think about it and you know, be creative about what they want and, you know, try to be sneaky about, you know, if they drop a hint, you know, back in July that I might be able to grab something.
Right. Yeah.
But personally,
yes,
I love gift cards.
There you go.
Okay.
Like in Christmas, I'm a huge movie geek.
Ooh.
And it's one of those things, I own so many movies.
Right.
I can't even put movies on like Amazon wish list anymore because I buy them and then they're not, I have to keep it up all the time.
Yeah.
So if somebody gives me a gift card, I can spend all day
looking,
you know, taking $25 and getting 11 movies, you know, that kind of a thing. I love that.
Yeah,
and people that know me, give me an Amazon gift card, you know, that's kind of, or,
hey,
or whatever.
What's your name?
My name's Mike.
All right, Mike.
We're peas in a pod, Mike.
Just wanted people to know that Mike said that. So if they know you, Mike, they're like, yes.
Yes, gift cards. Okay.
Got this.
There you go. Thanks for the call,
Excellent.
Man. All right. I think it really comes down to the person. Like,
yes,
knowing the person, because some people are like, it's lazy, but then there are other people like Mike here, and I think like us, who are like, yeah, but we love that. I
gift
love
cards.
Jumping online and going, now what am I going to spend it on?
Yeah.
I get to go shopping because I never, ever get to do this. Yeah, it's fantastic. Static.
Hello.
Mello.
Dude, for a pool boy, Christmas time is pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah?
We get a lot of tips.
Really?
Nice.
Gift cards to, like, you know, Taco Bell or random, you know, free lunch. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, but shoot, I think last year we almost got like $500 just on tips alone, cash.
Dang, dude.
Yeah, so, and gift cards, there's nothing wrong with gift cards. I mean, I could see if you're a guy and you get one to Victoria's Secret, your wife probably got you that so you can get her something.
Probably.
But other than that, like, gift cards are, they're pretty righteous, man.
There you go.
Thank
Amazing.
You.
I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
I love it when Pool Boy calls because we get a little more, like, he gives us another glimpse into his crazy life every time he calls. Because he'll just say this random stuff, and you're like, that's happened to him. that is literally the only person that has ever experienced that. But he just told us about
incredible.
It. Hey, Thebes has a story. He says, speaking of Black Friday.
Okay.
Oh, and he says both, according like the question. He says that it's a good Christmas present, but it's also a lazy Christmas present.
Oh, okay.
So his answer was both. But then he said, in related news, speaking of Black Friday, he saw a lady in front of the local Buy of Best last night. He stopped to ask her how long she'd been there, and she said, since the 14th, been doing this for the last 3 years.
What?
She is there for a Kindle. I can't afford to pay full price for it. I was here 3 weeks before Black Friday last year. Perhaps you can't afford to buy full price because you are not working. Because you're at Best Buy for 3 weeks.
What? That is insane.
That is insane.
Okay.
I would understand, perhaps, if it was for a brand new fancy video game system.
No, no. There's still no understanding. I've done that once for a buddy of mine. It wasn't even for myself. I've never camped out for...
You know what I would camp out for?
Anything.
Two things.
Okay.
To see a real life living dinosaur, or to get a hoverboard. Somebody starts selling a for real freaking hoverboard, I'm camping out for years. You let me know a year before that thing comes out, and I'm camped out. I got a tent, I have a blanket, I have a sleeping bag that's full of down feathers and all kinds of stuff. I said down, and I would just live there. I would make myself breakfast every day. I'd have a little griddle and a camping fire. It would be awesome. Hoverboard. That's the only thing, or
science.
A living dinosaur.
There you go.
If somebody for real, like, brought back one or cloned one or something, you better believe I'd be seeing it. I'd be, like, ignoring all the moral dilemmas. I'd be like, quit talking about it. Let me see the dinosaur. Quit. Just let me see it, and then we'll discuss this stuff.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get it. A buddy of mine camped out for, I think, the 360 when it came out, Johnny B. And we were out. I went out there with him for, like, moral support. And he was like, dude, it is cold. I'm sorry. I brought him an extra sleeping bag and went home. And they camped out overnight. And sure enough, last night we were having dinner. And you know that he was like, yeah, I got the PS4. Dude, it came out. And it's like, of course you did.
How long did you camp, Johnny?
Not at all.
Johnny B. Yeah, he said he went somewhere and they were like, they had tons
of them. Oh, we got tons of extra ones. What?
They sold a million in a day.
Yeah, I know.
They had to have a bunch of them.
Crazy. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. We got to take a quick break.
Woo!
But join the conversation talking gift cards. We are very, very close to Black Friday. Getting some ideas for Christmas shopping.
Ideas.
Helping you out because now all your friends are posting what they prefer on Facebook. You're welcome.
That's true. Also, we're going to talk a little bit more about urban legends because we've had some people send us some incredible stuff.
Yeah, we'll talk about that coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static. Well, all right. Happy Monday, everybody.
Hello, everyone.
It's Team Awesome Morning Party. Welcome to your 9 o'clock hour.
Whoa.
Mountain time.
Yeah, year of our Lord 2013.
It's still only 8 o'clock, Thebes.
It is. Poor Thebes.
Yeah. Why poor Thebes?
He's just a good guy.
And he lives in California where it's just
but he's always awake really, really early.
Truth. Truth.
Just working hard.
Works hard so that he can just enjoy those season passes to the DL.
Boom.
Yeah.
What's the DL?
Disneyland.
Oh.
Yeah.
My parents,
poor Thebes.
My parents have this. They have passes to Disney World. To the world.
No, that's right, because they only have a few hours.
Right? I used to get an annual pass every year. That was like my birthday present every year. That's all I wanted.
Well, yeah.
Annual pass. Or Christmas. That was my Christmas present. And then I was like, you know, I don't get to go as much. Because it seemed like we would be on tour and we would randomly end up in Orlando. And I was like, I could use that.
Speaking of Christmas presents, we're talking gift cards. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. We are drawing nigh to Christmas. That's right.
Yes.
Black Friday is a week away. People are already lining up outside of stores.
Good grief.
This is ridiculous to save like $100.
It's true. Bill Peterson says, I like giving gift cards because I am lazy and bam, it's done.
Yeah.
I don't like getting them because I am lazy and then I am forced to go shopping. Internet, man.
Nowadays, you could just walk into like a pharmacy type convenience store and there's like a rotating rack of gift cards.
Just wonderful
just
gift
like,
cards.
Oh, cool, man. I just took care of all my Christmas shopping.
I really enjoy getting gift cards, especially from relatives that, you know, I don't exactly keep in touch with as much as I used to when I was a kid. You know, mm-hmm. like all your cousins, your aunts and uncles, especially now living across the country.
Yeah.
Don't ever get to see them. Talk to them on Facebook every once in a while. But it's like when you, it's a comforting thing when you open a present.
Yeah.
Like, or when they just hand you an envelope. And you're like, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for not trying to get me shoes or something. Inevitably, they're not going to be the right ones. You know, here's the thing. Bill says the only good gift card is a movie pass gift card.
False.
And Katrina says her brother got her mom a $100 gift card to a local theater. She bought one movie ticket, then went to buy popcorn, and they told her she had a zero balance.
What?
They had to call the manager and realize the cashier where she bought the ticket had taken the balance on her card. Be careful. There are not many honest people out there. Wow. Hey, that reminds me. I got a gift card to Solomon's Porch from you guys, and when I went to use it, you said there was zero balance.
Wow.
Hmm.
Wow.
Hey, we didn't give you that card to SoPo. We're the radio station. Even though we SoPo, we're not SoPo.
Well, maybe it was during like a fundraiser or something when we were giving them away.
Oh, snap.
Uh-huh.
We didn't write it, though. Passing the buck.
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
Morning.
What's going on?
Nothing.
The show.
This is Paul. Haven't called in a while.
Hey,
hey Paul.
Paul.
So, these gift cards, have you done any research on why they decided to do so many gift cards?
No.
Because 25% of these gift cards get lost and never are used.
Right.
So they're banking on that one thought that you would never use it, and they make the money up front.
Yeah, truth.
So you're telling me that gift cards are a crapshoot?
Yep.
It's a scam!
Ah!
Scam for all your money. That's what they're doing.
Is this the government?
So then what you do now is instead you just get cash and then paint little like logos on it.
That's
so,
right. It's like, a conspiracy. We're all going to be broke.
So I'm just going to pull out a $20 bill and draw like a little like yellow tag on it and put like
use this here.
B, here you go.
You guys have a good one, eh?
You too. Yes.
Maybe we should
go
back to the gold standard.
The gold standard?
We should only trade in gold.
Oh, man. Static.
Yeah, the Security John.
What's up,
Security John?
I love you guys.
I love you.
I just want to let you know that I love you guys.
Thanks. We love you too, bro. We're going to be playing your new music tomorrow for New Music Tuesday.
I've got a question, Security John. Have you ever been walking around the mall and just found gift cards?
No, not necessarily. I haven't lucked out that bad. I haven't lucked out that yet. So.
Yeah.
But I get gift cards every year. I get the same gifts every year because I only buy for like my aunt, my uncle, my dad, and my cousins, and my grandpa.
Right.
So we have a small little get together, and I get a movie gift card every year, and I love it because all the good movies come out after the first of the year.
Yeah, like all the Oscar winners that are being pushed out
right,
on Christmas week.
Right. So I think gift cards are dope.
Word.
Nope.
There you go. Thanks for the call, Security
John. Thanks, Security John.
All right. You know what we need to get back to?
What?
That we haven't talked about in a little while?
Conspiracies? Spooky stories?
Yeah, urban legends.
Urban legends.
We've been talking gift cards. You can chime in on that conversation at Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Yesterday, we were at dinner, and the name Crazy Larry came up.
Crazy Larry.
And half the table was like, oh, man! And the other half went, who?
Yeah.
What? I'm sorry.
I was
Did
part of that
Did you just say
half.
Crazy Larry?
Crazy?
And we're like, yeah! You don't know what? And so then we started Googling, come to find out they're making a motion picture about his life.
Yes.
His real name is Glenn.
It was Glenn.
He passed away in 2005. He was what, like 60s, 70s? I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh.
Older gentleman, crazy stuff. What?
My LaRona.
Oh, my gosh.
That's funny. So
That's
we got
great.
We got some funny listeners
yeah,
out there.
We do. So we got some interesting stories this morning.
Okay, so Thebes gave us a tip, if you will.
Okay.
He says that they have the same kind of thing out in Yucaipa, California.
All right.
I've been to Yucaipa, believe it or not.
Man.
About 10 miles from Thebes. They're called the Watchers. tons of video footage exists. Even when I just typed in The Watchers, Google's first suggestion was The Watchers, you kaipa. And it is exactly what Crazy Larry
did.
Yeah,
you were watching the videos, I pulled up a couple videos and I read a thing.
It's these people. They think it's an elderly woman in a wheelchair and then two dudes, like an older man and then a kid. And I guess they're a family. I don't know. But anyway, if you ride by any time, day or night, they are watching. Now, the video we saw was during the middle of the day, but I read a story from somebody who went on a trip at night. And he said, sure enough, they slowed down in front of this certain house on Date Street in Yucaipa, California. Yes, I'm giving you the location. It's a red house. It's got boarded up windows.
Creepy!
They drove up, and then all of a sudden, they just wait a second, and then boom, flashlights start coming out, and these people start running out, these two dudes, and they're screaming, and then the people we saw were these two kids, and they're like, we want to film a documentary, and they were like, we're not buying drugs in this neighborhood, and they were just yelling at them, and the one guy was on the phone, like, looking at their license tag.
So it sounds
just like Crazy Larry.
Yeah, Crazy Larry, whose real name was Glenn, I guess, he was neighborhood watch to the nth degree. Spotlights.
He started
cameras,
neighborhood watch
he
back
did.
In 1867.
Apparently. And so
we still haven't gotten our person to call in and give us the oldest account.
Yeah, right now the oldest account is what, 93 or something like that?
91 is what the guy
okay.
said.
So that's the oldest. That's crazy.
That's
Larry.
Well, it reminded me of two things, and I talked about this one last night. It's not so much a spooky thing as it is just a crazy thing. There's a man in Mississippi.
Oh, this is right. We got to talk about
his
this.
Name is Paul McLeod, okay. And I'll tell you this. He is a legend.
Mm-hmm.
It's a college tradition in Mississippi. Now, you have Mississippi State. You have Ole Miss. You have Northwest, Northeast, ICC, all these different like community colleges and universities. You got Blue Mountain, which is the Christian school, MC, the other Christian school, all these different schools. But there is one tradition that is held to by every college student, no matter what school they go to.
Yeah.
There's a man that lives in Hernando, Mississippi. Now, right around Memphis, there are some... It's DeSoto County, Mississippi. It's the county right outside of Memphis in Mississippi, because Memphis is in Tennessee.
Yep.
So you have, like, Hernando, you have South Haven, Holly Springs. No, wait, he's in Holly Springs. Excuse me. So, Holly Springs, there's a man. Paul McLeod. Paul used to be an Elvis impersonator for years. And he kind of, I don't know if he just went crazy or if it, I don't know if he just took fan obsession to the next level. But he turned his whole house into this giant homage shrine to Elvis. And when I say whole house, I mean the floor is posters of Elvis. The walls, posters of Elvis. The ceilings, posters and hang-down things of Elvis. Now, he's got costumes. He has videotapes, VHS tapes. I haven't even told you this.
No.
Every recorded appearance of Elvis Presley. All of them. Like, there's a room dedicated, and there's like four TVs and VCRs everywhere. Now, I don't know if he's jumped to Blu-ray or HD DVD or whatever it is. I don't know if he's made that jump yet. But when I went, like, the tradition is in college, you go. And you can go at any time, day or night.
3 a.m.
3 a.m. is when we always went. It was like, let's leave, because we lived an hour and a half away. So it's like, let's leave at 1:30. We will get there at 3. And you can just go up and you knock on the door and you wait. And inevitably, in a few minutes, the door will open and there will be a very tired, grumpy old man named Paul. But he doesn't say, get out of my yard. He says, come on in. So you go in groups. And he gives you a tour of his house, which is known affectionately as Graceland 2.
But T-O-O.
Yes.
Graceland as well.
Yes.
Graceland as well. Also, Graceland.
His whole house, I'm telling you, you can't go upstairs, and you wouldn't want to.
Right.
But he's got, like, everything in this house. His backyard is a recreation of a scene from Jailhouse Rock. There's the electric chair. There's all that stuff. There's an old Cadillac that he swears is, like, a 50 or 60-something Cadillac, hot pink DeVille. But it's definitely from, like, 1984. 1986 era Cadillac, and he has spray painted it pink. And I'm talking about the windows and everything.
Yeah.
Just spray painted. So this man is a little bit off his rocker.
Right,
he named his kid Elvis Aaron Presley McLeod Jr. Paul, somewhere in there. Like, and his kid was an Elvis impersonator too. Here's the best thing about it. college kids go all the time.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful. The last time we went, he was telling us his story, and then all of a sudden he just produced a handgun.
What?
That he had been carrying around. And we were like, Paul, man, what's with the gun? Everything okay? And he was like, oh, yeah. No, I know you guys. No. But just in case, you know.
Oh.
Just in case. So, and this is Mississippi, so everybody's like, well, just in case. But that's the thing. If you say, Paul, man, good to see you. He's like, all right, I remember you.
Yeah.
And he doesn't remember you.
Right.
But if you go three times, when I went, I don't know if the price is raised, but it's like right. $5. If you go three times, you get a lifetime member card. And I have a lifetime member
you
card.
You do. It's still
in
your
wallet. And I showed everybody last night.
Oh, man.
It's got the little TLC symbol on it.
It's incredible.
Lifetime member, Graceland 2. It's awesome. So if you're ever in Holly Springs, Mississippi, man. And you want something to do at 3 o'clock in the morning, I got an adventure for you, friend.
Amazing.
Yep.
Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. You can join us there. Like us. Be part of Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yep.
Static. Oh, yeah. Welcome back. Jesse is a friend. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Yes, welcome to it, everyone, all of you. Oh, man. Oh, man.
We were talking about Paul McLeod, owner of Graceland 2.
Yes, we were.
We just found him.
Dude, yeah, just Google Graceland 2, T-O-O, like Graceland also.
It's unbelievable.
It's pretty awesome.
Like Graceland also.
I'm reading this article, and it's reminding me of things like... He tells you the whole time you're in there, he's like, now if I'm lying, may the Lord strike me down. You know, and he is lying just constantly. You've never seen a guy lie like this.
Man.
It's just every word is like, and he mumbles a lot, but he'll get excited.
I would be so nervous being
there.
It
is nerve-wracking.
I don't know if I could do
it. You gotta like make him feel like you are his best friend.
Does he do like Elvis Christmas theme stuff? Like,
he does everything.
When it comes
he used to be an impersonator.
Time?
The funny thing is, though, he's got so much, like, memorabilia. Some of it is worth a lot of money.
Yeah, we were just looking up.
He's got, like, on the ceiling, and I'm telling you guys, it's covered.
It's covered. It's covered. I just saw some photos.
The ceiling, he has, like, trading card wrappers.
Yeah.
$5,000.
Each.
Each. And he says everybody laughed at him when he saved him.
Man.
Anyway, another thing I thought about in college, another college tradition. Now, I went to Northeast. This is where the band met, where Waverly met. And in the northeast corner of Mississippi, there is a geographical anomaly.
What?
That's right. And it is creepy. This music is perfect for it. It's called Gravity Hill.
Okay.
And there are gravity hills all across the United States. There's one in California actually close to Thebes near Yucaipa. Or it's in Yucaipa or something. That article pointed it out that I was reading about the Watchers.
So weird.
Watcher in the woods. Anyway, Gravity Hill. Now the story is, and apparently this place also has the same kind of story, that a bus full of school children lost, like, the brakes went out on the hill, and there was this huge accident.
Okay.
This is in Mississippi. Huge accident. A lot of the kids died. The funny thing about this hill is you can go, and I don't know what's happening. It's like magnetic pull of the earth.
Okay.
Something.
Which is probably what's really happening.
You can park at the bottom of the hill.
Uh-huh.
Dead standstill. And you start going up the hill.
No, you don't!
By yourself. Let me tell you what happened. I was in a drama group in college. I know what you're thinking. Matt, dramatic? No way. No way. And I was terrible at it. Terrible.
Oh, man.
Anyway, the guy that was in charge of our little drama troupe,
We
were called the Harvesters. Because we were,
gosh,
we wanted to be taken seriously.
This is gold.
It is gold. This is radio gold. Anyway, we park at the bottom of the hill, and Daniel puts the van, like church van, in neutral. So this is a 15-passenger van.
Right.
Puts the van in neutral, puts his hands behind his head, and his legs up on the dash.
Okay.
He's like, you guys are not going to doubt me at all.
Right.
We sit there for a moment, and the van starts creeping up the hill.
Gosh.
So much so that he has to put his hands on the steering wheel to steer us, because we go all the way up the hill, down the next one, and then we're picking up speed, and we continue.
Wow.
And then he eventually put it in drive, and we just kept on going. The story is that if you park at the bottom of the hill, the ghosts of the children will come out and push your car. And then if you get out and look, you'll see little fingerprints on your on your bumper.
But really, it's probably
It's crazy, though.
A crazy magnetic
It's like a magnetic.
That's crazy.
It's awesome. It's called Gravity Hill, and they're everywhere.
505-338-3700, the phone number. Static.
Hey, good morning. It's
Sunny. Hey,
Sunny.
I have been to Gravity Hill.
You have?
Where?
I have, in Mississippi.
Yeah!
Just outside of it. And it's true. It is totally true. We were in our minivan with our three kids.
Yep.
And my husband did the same thing. Because my cousins live in Jackson.
Yep.
And it does. You would freak out.
Is there just like a line of cars waiting to try this?
There wasn't when we went.
When we went, it was actually at dusk.
At dusk.
See, we went at like 11 at night. It was crazy. Because we went and performed at some church, and then we left, and he was like, I want to show y'all something. I was freaking out, man. I was like, ah!
And
amazing.
Then me and my husband heard from my cousin that there's these backwood witches.
Yeah!
That come and get you if your car falls out.
Yep.
They come and offer to help you. Oh. But they get you.
They get you.
Ghosts.
They're gonna get
creepy.
You, Steve-O.
Never. Never.
But it's true that there is a magnetism. There's just certain spots all over the country where there's weird magnetic spots that do that.
It's crazy.
Incredible. Thanks for the call, Sonny.
Now, can you imagine being like a pioneer or something, one of the first people in Mississippi, and like things just starting to happen, and you're like. Okay. Every ghost story I have ever heard is true.
Static.
What's up, dude?
Hey, Shane.
What is going on? Hey, man, so do we have one of those around here? Because I want to go do that.
Well, we don't have a gravity park around here or anything like that. We started talking about urban legends, and there was a dude that lived in Albuquerque named Crazy Larry that would like set up shop outside of his house, camp out in like bushes and like chase cars down. He was crazy. And we were talking about him last night at dinner, and it was like, whatever happened to that guy? Because people didn't believe us. So sure enough, if you Google Crazy Larry Albuquerque, it's a really sad story.
Oh, it is.
Turns out he was like an old war vet that just kind of, got a little too serious about neighborhood watch. Like, he had flashlights, he had strobe lights, he had like crazy floodlights. Yeah, dude, and he would film things, and the seriously not funny sadness about it is, like, high school kids would just antagonize this dude, because if you drive on the street, like, I have a friend who last night go, dude, yeah, we were driving through the street because we wanted to see if this was real, and the dude ran out with a rock and smashed my buddy's windshield. Like, seriously.
Oh, man.
So we look him up. He had 328 different APD,
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I was going to say, like, so if the boat tilts towards, like, yeah, but their neighborhood's the safest one in the city.
Right, yeah.
I'm going to say, well, everybody needs a Larry, but now I'm like, decidedly not.
Yeah, because the sad thing is back in 2005, some other high school kids were driving through the street, like, thinking it was hilarious because apparently people just constantly antagonize this guy. Because in high school, that was it. It was like, dude, you want to go to Crazy Larry's? Nope. Nope, been there, done that. Dude chases you, sometimes has a weapon.
And here's the thing, like, that could, like, really escalate, right?
Sadly, that's what happened. In 2005, apparently some kids were driving down the street, and according to the newspaper thing that we read, he jumped in front of the car and started hitting the car with a flashlight, and the kid ran him over.
Yeah.
And so it was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh, for the love, man.
Yeah! Real.
What a grisly tale, dude.
I know! In our own town! Mm. So
it's stories like this is why we don't watch the news, buddy.
Right.
And here we are talking about it anyway. Anyway, man, I love you guys. You have an awesome week.
All right, Shane, you too.
All right, guys.
Bye, buddy.
Shane.
I don't watch the news because I'm too busy watching Wheel. Getting my wheel on. Come on, Banner.
However, we did watch Action 7 News this last Friday.
We did. I don't know why.
Just happened to catch ourselves on the news.
Oh, because we were on it.
little Instagram photo had the most likes I've ever had on a photo.
Me too.
In my life.
People were so proud of me, and they were like, what's with your face? I don't know. It's a cool face.
What sucks about the news story is we were on the news this last Friday because we found this bear.
Found a bear.
And the news totally, we are products of awful skewed media.
We are.
Turns out they...
I am a victim of media bias.
You really are. Because I'm telling the story and I started shouting and the bear started running away. But the way it was edited...
It sounded like I ran away.
It totally sounds like you ran away.
When in fact, the bear started running from us and I'm the one that went, get out of here, bear!
Yeah, amazing. Amazing. So, yeah, the way they edited it, I immediately got phone calls from people like, wow, way to throw your friend under the bus. I'm like, yeah. Dude,
that's not what I said. That wasn't what he said. Because we double checked.
And we have the unedited version because Mitch was filming it when they were interviewing us. But it was hilarious because it's edited to make it sound.
It really does. It makes it sound like Steve-O was like, yeah, I'm going to face this bear down. And then
Matt starts backing up
away.
And then he ran the other way.
Which I'm fine with. You know, I'm fine. I would love to be painted as the coward.
Incredible. Oh, man. If you only had some courage.
If only had a brain.
Steam Awesome Morning Party.
Now.
Static.
Looking at the traffic and I'm seeing what I like. It's a lot of green. That means you're driving all right traffic.
Nice.
We have the construction at I-25 in Paseo. But right now, there are no accidents to be reported, at least on my map and on my watch. The end.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvert campus. They are closed today for special deep cleaning, so we're all saddened by this development.
Yes.
Really like some footage.
I'm upset.
Although they were really lovely this morning to put out coffee for us.
And very kind.
They had pastries out for people and...
They threw it
free
to
stuff
the dogs.
Out for people. Yes,
they said, "Take this while we
pretty
work.
Great
whistle while we work."
Ian and the guys over at Sopo, they amazing
are,
stuff going
they
on.
They are wonderful people.
There you go. Speaking of wonderful people,
yes,
you sir,
what
are that dude?
What happened?
I'm just kind of sad. I keep thinking about the fact that Thanksgiving is coming up, and that means you're going to be going away.
This is my
for
song.
About a week and a half.
That's okay. I shall return.
I know.
Look to the hills.
With your better half.
On the sixth day.
Okay.
I shall literally be bringing the dawn with me.
You will. Yeah. It's going to be awesome. So excited about that. But
also Panda.
Blah, blah. Be praying for the lots as you guys are
pray
driving
for Panda.
Cross country.
Pray that my cat will get saved. I don't know. She just hasn't made a hard commitment.
By another family?
No, like saved, like her soul, her little kitty soul.
Yeah, sorry, man. We'll have to talk about that. We did a Shock Therapy Live about that.
About animal souls.
Yeah, we talked about that.
You know what else has a soul?
A what?
A foot.
Oh, man.
A shoe. You can't tell me shoes ain't safe because every one of them's got a soul. Buzzing, baby!
Oh. Yep.
And that's why I've started Mateo's Christian Shoe Line. Every shoe will have a cross on it and a Bible verse of your choosing. We're going to embroider the shoes. They will be fashionable shoes like you have to buy if you work at Pizza Hut. The all black, like rubber-soled ones. And it's just going to have a bold, just white cross on it.
What's the name of your company?
Mateo's Christian Shoe Company.
Oh, man. You got to come up with it.
And here's my slogan. You ready? It's not backpedaling if it's moonwalking. So whenever you're...
Oh,
wait, I just had another one. I'm not backsliding, I'm just moonwalking.
Oh, man.
If you ever are in an argument and you start backpedaling, just think to yourself, I'm not backpedaling, I'm moonwalking.
Amen.
You'll feel better about it. You'll feel better about yourself.
Sadly, that didn't make the cut on the news this last week when we encountered the bear.
Oh,
had some
was
great
so
quotes.
Funny.
If you missed any part of that, we actually posted raw video.
Yeah, we
from somebody else that filmed
we
it.
We gave you the real deal, not the one that the liberal media skewed to make me look like a coward. Now the media is liberal because it made me look like an idiot.
Shout out to Angela Brower, who covered the story for Action 7 News.
Thank you for putting me on the news, Angela.
It was awesome.
I wish you would have made me a hero and not a zero. But I still appreciate me getting to be on the news.
Oh, man. It has been a fun show today.
It has.
Monday morning, just about coming to a close.
Yeah, I'm going to post a very funny video.
Okay.
That I saw today.
Yes, let's talk about this. You brought Michael Jackson into a situation to try and defuse a black bear on Friday.
I did.
It looks like you invoke musicianship in any form, apparently, it works.
It serves
wonders.
As a great distraction because yeah. there was a game yeah. between Belmont, which is the school in Nashville,
yeah.
and North Carolina. And kid from North Carolina, he's doing a free throw. It's really important.
And it's quiet.
It's quiet. And then all of a sudden you hear, as he's going to make his shot, you hear some fan on the camera, like over the camera, on the screen, you hear some kid going, I came in like a wrecking ball. And then the ball goes, boom. And he missed it. So there you go.
So now we know how to distract people when we go see the Lobo men's basketball team play. We just got to start singing Miley Cyrus jams when the other team is about to shoot.
Yep.
Incredible. We got the video.
Yeah, I'm going to post it.
We're going to post it. We will definitely post that up to Facebook. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That...
Oh.
Is it?
That is all we have today, and I am disappointed.
I'm sorry. If you miss any part of the show, mystaticradio.com/mornings, you can podcast us. It's a free download. You can also search for us at the iTunes store. Team Awesome Morning Party. That's all you got to do. It'll download every day.
I was about to say goodbye, and then I was like, that's not the cue.
Nobody can see you signing off.
They can! The faithful watchers. What'd you learn today?
Man, I learned that there are truly some creepy watchers in the world, and we need to be careful everywhere we go, because you'll either come across a crazy bear or a crazy human.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah.
I learned that a lot of people are kind of up in arms about gift cards. Some people love them. Yeah. Some people don't like them.
If you get gift cards you don't love, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast,
yeah,
you can
send them
always
to us.
Send them to us. We love them.
We love all kinds of things.
Yes.
Steve-O loves William Sonoma.
No, I do not.
Crazy does. I'm yeah, helping you. Okay, I'm helping you. Mateo loves H&M. Send us your unused gift cards. Don't send us your used ones.
I have a drawer with like some unused ones. Maybe I need to start recycling some of these.
Maybe you should.
I have a gift card in my pocket for Outback for like 97 cents. Because I had a $50 gift card and I spent about $49.
Crazy.
So it's like, great.
Great.
Now I have to go there again and spend a lot of money.
Ah.
Backfired. All right.
Thanks for
listening. We'll see you guys again, manana. Middays with Mitch up next. She's got a fantastic Monday for
you. She's talking about some pretty good stuff.
Yeah, it's good times. Should be had by all. Adios, muchachos. It's Team Awesome Morning Party.
Goodbye.
Static Radio.